Let's begin again.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Hi, I'm Peter Griffin. You know, there's an issue facing many Americans today that I know concerns a great number of us. According to Gallup polls, 1 in 12 Americans is unaware that the bird is the word. I, for one, dream of an America where everybody knows that the bird is the word.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Now remember, we are live, so no swearing or they will cut you off.
What about arse?
What?
Is arse a swear word?
Arse, yes, it's a swear word.
No, it's not.
Checking one, checking one.
God, goddamn.
Check, checking.
Check, fuck, check. Pah.
Check one. Pah. Checking. Pah.
I can't believe all the inappropriate things I hear on the radio. I mean, I don't want my kids listening to that stuff.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I smoke a lot of pot.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
The one called Smelly Hippie is right.
Roll another one.
The best tonic is chronic.
Just like the other one.
How much you selling that weed for, old man?
This one seems to be about to quit.
You got any weed?
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine. Let's shine.
Tina, come get some hemp.
Roll another one.
Like I only think about smoking pot constantly.
Just like the other one.
I wish you wouldn't smoke weed.
This one seems to be about.
Oh, hi. Did you want to buy some drugs?
I don't have another cent.
Quick question. Are there any pot smokers here today? Any pot smokers at all?
We smoke too many pot.
Pass it around.
Marijuana is just nature's way of saying hi.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Marijuana.
Now we're gonna celebrate with this joint. Bless you, Jesus. God created pot for us to smoke.
Our feature presentation.
That is true, by the way.
Yeah, it is true.
That is
can't
true.
Argue
it comes,
that.
Comes
yeah.
straight from God.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's handiwork. Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday, the 14th of Blovember.
Fuck it.
So we're gonna take your calls in a second. 1-800-520-1067 for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. It's Bean's birthday today. Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
it
happy
is.
Birthday.
Thank you.
So my wife's been telling me for a couple of weeks, hey, you know, Bean's birthday's coming up. You got to get him a gift. So I say, oh, I'm on it. Don't worry about it. I'm on it. Because I know what I want to get him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the next day, you should probably order. Stop telling me what to do. I know. It's his birthday on Friday. I got it. Don't worry about it. I'll handle it. Earlier this week. Have you gotten Bean's gift yet? No. Well, I mean, not. Yeah, I'll have it there in time. Don't worry about that. It's not going to be a problem. Because it's a place that I can order it and then have it shipped to Bean's house. So I really, technically, I could probably wait till yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So Tuesday, might want to think about Bean's gift. Wednesday, how about that Bean's gift? I got it! Stop bothering me! Yesterday, I sat down to order it. 2 to 3 weeks.
Ah!
It'll take 2 to 3 weeks to be delivered.
It will be a welcome Christmas gift.
Right. I'm just going to call it Christmas now.
You might as well. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm not big on the birthdays or the birthday gifts anyway, so I'd be very happy for you to just save it for Christmas. Thank you in advance.
It's the worst, though, when she was right from the very first second.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to be an a-hole, and I just had to go, because I put everything off. That's just the way I live. I just do everything at the last second.
Right.
And it never works out for me. It really doesn't.
It's kind of human nature. I mean, I'm on top of some stuff, but there's other stuff that I do the exact same thing. Like, I'm traveling today. I'm going to New York City for a few days. Now, I've known this was coming. It wouldn't have been that hard to get some laundry done, I don't know, maybe yesterday, and maybe start thinking about pulling my stuff together to pack. But what do you think I'm doing right now during the show? Running around doing laundry and trying to get stuff together to pack. I mean,
wow.
There's no excuse for that, right?
Why don't you get Jesus to do that? Jesus fold your underwear.
A gardener. I don't have a personal assistant like you. I just have a gardener.
Well, maybe
just
you
a guy
could
to do the lawn.
To do a little bit more for you, because you need some
Jesus
help.
Has probably got more talents than you're aware of. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's possible he does.
You might as well give it a try.
So I've just been running around like a crazy man the last couple of days trying to get everything done that I need to do before I go.
Excellent. So by the time you get back, you'll still have about 2.5 weeks before your birthday gets
Okay.
Well done.
Fantastic.
Kevin.
Looking forward to that.
All right. Your phone calls now, 1-800-520-1067. You call, we put you on the air, and we give you a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
All right, here's what it do. A pair of tickets for you to see the bands Stained and Papa Roach together at San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. That's coming up December the 18th. Plus, we'll throw in a copy of the Quantum of Solace James Bond video game. The movie, of course, comes out today. And you get all of that just for calling us at 1-800-520-1067 with something to offer to the show.
All right, let's begin with Greg in Corona. Good morning, Greg.
What it do, guys?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, I wonder if you saw the greatest NFL football game of the year last night.
I heard the recap of it, and it sounded like a nail biter right down to the last second.
I don't even know who's playing.
The New York Jets beat up the New England Patriots, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. And Brett Favre at 40 years old. Unbelievable performance he had last night. It was...
Was it a comeback kind of a game? Is that why it was exciting?
Well, yeah, the Jets took a big lead, 30 to 6, I think, and the Patriots came all the way back, and then they tied the game with 1 second to go with a miracle touchdown pass. They flipped the coin, Jets got the ball, Brett Favre took them down, they kicked the game-winning field goal.
How about that?
In overtime, yeah.
That's exciting.
I think Brett is 39, by the way. I don't think he's 40 yet, but the way he's playing this year, it looks like he'll be back when he is 40 next year. It's unbelievable.
It is funny to see how long certain guys, you know, when certain guys get to be in their mid-30s, you know, in the NFL, it's pretty much over. They got to move on. But he's just somehow just keeps going.
Especially white guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
No question.
The white guys don't seem to be able to have such a long career, but he had a neat interview at the end of the game. It was really some kind of performance.
It's unbelievable. I remember at the in the off season when we were all questioning Brett's decision to not retire. Why would you want to go play for the Jets, especially since they suck?
Right.
And now the way he's going, it looks like. Am I right about this, Greg? I know you're the Jets fan. I mean, they're heading toward the playoffs, where they're going, right?
Absolutely. Last night was the big AFC East first place game. So now they're 7-3, and they've got a big advantage to make it to the playoffs.
Unbelievable. And it was Randy Moss, I think, who caught that pass with 1 second left. And you love that dude. So it was very, very exciting. All right. Good call, dude. Thank you for the information. Hang on for your prize.
All right. Let's go to Al in Torrance. Good morning, Al.
Hey, what's going on?
Dude, what's happening?
What is your baby boo?
Good morning, Al.
Hey, I want to know what you guys think about Mia Lee's new set of cans on Channel 9.
By the way, I saw Mia Lee's new set of cans over the weekend. They are so good.
Yeah.
What a band.
I'm telling you,
what a
she
band.
She was wearing that white top. Those globes are just beautiful. Her and Lisa May would be perfect for Christmas.
I don't think he's talking about the band. I think he's talking about the Weather Girl, Kevin, on Channel 9.
Sorry. She's on Channel 9 News at about, you know, noon. But, I mean,
well,
those just...
You're hurting my heart right now, Al, because this is Bean speaking, and I don't get Channel 9, so I've not been able to enjoy Miss Lee. But I definitely will do some Googling today, that's for sure. Thanks for the tip.
Oh, that sounds bad when you say it.
Yeah, it does. It's always creepy when Bean.
I'll do some Googling.
My girlfriend, Alita Laresca from Channel 4, we got her on the afternoon show today. Today's the day that we talk to her and confront her Muslim wardrobe decisions on the news.
So that'll go really well.
Well,
it will,
just saying, she needs to be held accountable. This is really her last, as far as I'm concerned, this is her last opportunity to prevent the lawsuit from being filed. Because if she doesn't have good things to say today, I'm driving immediately to the courthouse.
You talked to a lawyer, and he wouldn't have anything to do with your case.
He's a hack. The guy's a hack.
Not a hack.
I know what
he's
talking about.
He's a good lawyer.
Guy has no idea what he's talking about. I can find another attorney.
Yeah.
I can find another attorney who will file this lawsuit for me.
Mike in South El Monte. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. What it do?
What it do?
What's going on?
Baby Boo.
Hello.
I don't know if you've been online lately, but pretty much someone did a very wonderful thing. And have you guys ever wondered what our wonderful Megan Fox would look like as Wonder Woman?
Well, I did. Unfortunately, Mike, a lot of our listeners thought of us when they saw that. And so we've received it 2 billion times.
Maybe.
With a B?
Maybe.
For but, weeks now?
But Bean hasn't seen it. So if you'd like Bean to send us to Bean at krock.com. He would love to watch that. But thank you for thinking of us about that. Yeah, that would be awesome, by the way. I'd be in.
Oh, yeah.
If we had ever wondered about it, we stopped wondering when we got it the 2 billionth time. Now we pretty much know what she would look like.
All right. Charles, I'm sorry, do we not have time?
We do. Let's do one more.
Charles in Pasadena, good morning.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, Lathan May?
Good morning.
Yo, did you hear about that housewife in Texas, Shayla Hershey? She got a triple K breast implant, so now she want to go triple M.
Yeah, what's that deal? Is she in porn or is she just a weirdo?
No, she's just a model, but Dr. Ray is trying to talk her out of it.
Dr. Ray from 90210?
Yep. He wants to talk her out of getting triple M.
Did he give her the K's?
He showed her videos on what her surgery was, and she couldn't stand it, but she still wants to go through it.
How is triple K not enough? This just has to be one of those that wants to be a walking oddity, right?
How didn't you talk him out of K? That's my question. Why are you drawing the line at M?
Well, I don't know that he did K. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I don't know.
Maybe that's she true. Came to him now, but I don't know why. I mean, really, people that just looks like a medical oddity. You just go, that's
dumb. It's a freak show at that
point. You can barely stand up straight.
Yeah.
In fact, you probably can't.
Far be it from us to suggest any boobs are too big, but once you start getting into, you know, anything past, I mean, what's the cutoff, you guys? I mean, have you ever seen anything above a G that looks good? Maybe an F? I mean, I don't
really
know.
Really seldom. The problem is that
I think
when
G's are just fine.
When they start getting that big, they need a bigger support system.
Yeah. And, pulleys.
The support system seems to be way too big. And then at that point, it's not really attractive.
It's just a hot mess. Yeah. Ladies, settle with the double D's like God intended. I mean, that's what Jesus liked.
That's
okay.
Good.
And just be happy with double D. There's no real need unless you're exceptional and you can pull off an E. But other than that, just don't go any further than that.
But Jesus loved double D's. That's what, because I don't remember that.
Hey, that's in the Bible.
It's
man.
In the Bible.
You can look it up.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning. That means Ralph will be here with the movie beat.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Joe Rogan about the huge UFC fight this weekend, Brock Lesnar and Randy Couture.
Right.
Can't wait for that.
Right.
We are going to, as Bean said this afternoon, we're going to talk to Alita LaRusca.
Yes.
Oh. And Bean's going to freak her out. And then
she's going to have to move.
She's going to have to move, yeah. MTV's
Domenico?
Yes. He's the Italian dude from Tila Tequila.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's Amore.
That show, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's crazy. I'm pretty sure he's crazy. The King of Mexico has his new Clippers song to debut today.
Fantastic. Can't wait.
Very excited about that.
How many games have the Clippers won, Mike? Just the one so far?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they've not added to that to the W column. Even though we talked to Clipper Darryl and he told us they were going to go 52-30. Was that his prediction? And
I think the
Laker era is over?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
him.
That's what he said.
Yeah, and it's not been proven so far, but there's still more season to go. So
maybe Dave's song is what the team needs to turn him around.
And we're going to tell you about our own government turning on us in a way that you're not going to be happy about when they are banning Hot Cheetos from school.
When I eat Hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love Hot Cheetos. I love them so much.
You're going to come down on the kids. Come on.
Those little kids love Hot Cheetos.
And they sure do.
And the superintendent will not allow them to have them.
That's just wrong.
So now they're bringing them from home.
That's right, man. In giant on Hot Cheetos.
In giant family-sized bags. It's unbelievable, the controversy. But I'm saying Hot Cheetos for people. That's what I'm saying
I'd never heard of Hot Cheetos until this report, but now I'm obsessed with finding out what's so great about it, because it sounds like, if you listen to those little kids, it's the greatest food ever invented.
It is. It's still a Cheeto, so if you don't like Cheetos, you're probably not in. It's just spicier.
I love Cheetos.
We had some yesterday here, Bean. They were in the in the machine. Yeah.
You doing the research?
You can't eat just one. I mean, it's one of those deals where you either like it and just have to continue to jam them in your face.
Right?
Oh.
That's what she said, right?
Or you don't like one or the other. You either love or don't like, so. Yeah. But I happen to love them, and I want my Hot Cheetos as well.
Think how few things in the world there are that exist that make people this happy.
When I eat Hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love Hot Cheetos! I love them
I mean, come on.
Why are you going to deny those kids?
Exactly.
We have a bad government. It's 5:44. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz. Extravaganza.
Nope.
Evening.
Nope. Nope. Yeah. Still Saturday. Still on the mornings. What? We're on right now. 5:50 on a Friday morning. Morning. This is not the afternoon or the weekend show.
Okay.
Morning.
So,
we are down a man, though. Our friend, the King of Mexico, who ordinarily the policy on this program is if you're oversleep, if you're late, we don't call you, but we need the King this morning because he's got his Clipper song. Unless he's in the studio right now with Dark Gable trying to finish it up.
I worked so late last night. Just play the song.
We were just going to call him, but apparently he just walked in. I thought what happened was he was doing his Clipper song, and then he realized it was about the Clippers, so he hung his head and didn't want to come in. But
hung himself.
Apparently he's here, so we'll hear that song just after the top of the hour.
Okay, so Dave just now comes in whenever he feels like it, whatever's convenient for his schedule.
Oh, that's correct. Yes,
things are pretty lax since Alex took over.
Yeah,
it's a loose ship over there in the office. People roll in and out whenever they want.
Pretty much all the girls here today have last night's makeup on. I don't know where they went or what they did, but they've all got it.
Poor policy. That's why.
I see. All right. Well, Dave, if you're listening,
don't pull that Mexican shit with me.
All right. 5:51. Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Friday. Our first look at the world of entertainment for the day. What's going on?
Birthday, Bean.
Thank
Happy
you,
birthday. What are your special plans for your special day?
You know, I don't do much for birthdays, to be honest.
Just get to the Denny's part.
To me, it's just another. I don't even really always go to the Denny's since they discontinued the free birthday meal a few years ago.
Wait a minute.
They discontinued the free birthday meal?
I thought you went to Denny's because you love Denny's.
I do, but on my birthday, I always make sure to go because they used to give you a free meal on your birthday, but they discontinued that, so there's no particular incentive. Like, I went to Denny's 2 days ago. I still love the Denny's, but there's no particular incentive to go on your birthday anymore.
That's like a $1.49 value that they get.
That's right.
Believe me, it adds up after a few years.
That's a big deal. It is. Things are tough up on the island, apparently. Well, I'm sorry to hear you don't like your birthday. I love birthdays.
Do you?
Yeah.
When's yours? Next week?
Monday. Yeah, right around the corner.
I am all over it.
I ordered Ralph's gift and
come January, he's really going to buckle down and thinking of something to get me.
I ordered Ralph's gift and it had also a 2 to 3 week shipping time, and I ordered it 15 days ago.
Oh, so
but it's not here yet.
Oh, okay.
So now it looks like it's going to be late to Ralph, even though I was, you know, very close to the window. I'm hoping that it arrives today and I can turn it around and send it right back out.
I'm fine, really. I'm not doing much this year either. My wife's in Europe on my birthday. So.
With men?
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. What's the point of going if you're not going to bang around?
Good point.
I chatted with your wife the last time I saw her, whatever event it was, and it sounds like she loves Europe, and she may be moving there with or without you, Ralph, the way things are going.
It's very possible. She spends more time in Europe than she does in the States now.
Wow.
Well, she's worked that out.
Part of her job is over there, yes or no?
She's been there quite a bit for work, but she's since left that job.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So now she's just a woman of leisure who just travels to Europe. That's her new job.
Trying to get away
from
you.
Sounds like fun for you.
What's that?
I would like that job.
Would you like that job?
Yes, I
do. You wouldn't like what you have to do to get it, though.
The downside is you have to marry me. But I do have a gift for Lisa, actually. We had a screening of Quantum of Solace last night.
Yes.
And one of our listeners, Scott, works for the Nestle Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how he knew this or what clandestine conversations Lisa's having with this guy. But they've discontinued the Bitto honey.
Oh.
Yeah, those weren't very good.
No, they're the best.
And apparently Lisa's got a hard-on for Bitto honey. So he gave me a giant canister of this is some of the last remaining bit of honeys in the world.
Oh my god!
And he gave me to give this to Lisa, so I wanted to do that for you.
Gift.
So there you got a tub.
Hey, we've given you good stuff over the years.
So much better than the crap you've given me.
You got a tub of bit of honeys. That's from Scott.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Wow. I'm so happy.
Speaking of James Bond, I did see Quantum of Solace last night, and Daniel Craig says in an interview with the New York Post that you know that dreamy body he has that all the girls love.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Only works out when he has to play 007.
Really?
Works out 7 days a week to prepare for a Bond film.
Right.
But when they're done shooting, stops cold. Doesn't pick up a weight, doesn't run, doesn't do anything. Wouldn't it be nice if you could do that?
Yeah, I don't know how
for 3 or 4 months and turn out looking like he does? I'd have to start when I was 27.
And never stop.
Yeah, get close to how he looks, knocking it out for a couple months.
But I'm sure when he's fat and happy and not working out and everything else, he still looks way better than we do.
Oh, of course.
I mean, even when he's letting himself go.
He has been
He's got a good start.
Dealt a strong genetic hand. But it's amazing when you see, especially in this, in the first film, of course, and this one, too, he's just shredded up.
And you think, wow, this guy must spend his life in the gym.
All day, every day.
Not the case.
I was trying to figure out why Psycho Mike went to a screening last night, because he so rarely bothers. Now you've explained it to me, is he wanted to see Daniel Craig's body.
It's so funny, since the last Casino Royale, the last film, the first Daniel Craig Bond movie, where his body got so much attention because he does that beach scene.
Right.
You could tell they were just scratching their head saying, how do we get him to show off his body?
How do we work that in?
Naturally. He's in Russia. He's got to wear a coat there. This is, we're screwed. Oh, I got it. He'll answer the door in the nude.
Really?
He's at a hotel, and one of his fellow agents comes to the door to talk spy stuff, and so he answers the door, and he's just there shirtless, just
glistening. Here's a clip of that scene from Quantum of Solace, opening everywhere today.
When you're getting your ass hammered by guys, there's no better feeling than to have that done.
Yeah, that's true. So he comes in and hammers his ass. Apparently, Paula Goodspeed, the Uber fan of Paula Abdul's, who committed suicide outside of Paula's home on Tuesday night, made at least one previous attempt to end her life in that same location.
Oh, really? Wow.
Post Chronicle says last year she attempted to kill herself in the same exact spot outside of Paula's home. Oh, but paramedics got there in time.
Did they lock her up for 3 days in a
psychiatric
ward?
She has been in and out of psychiatric wards. However, her brother says that his late sister was not a stalker.
No, she just had a place where she wanted to die, very specifically.
It was like anyone else who headed to Hollywood. She just wanted to be a star.
Right?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do that, but not everyone kills themselves outside Paula Abdul's house.
Yeah, there are millions of people that just put their head, you know, tuck their head between their, no, legs? No.
No.
Tail between their legs.
There you go.
If they could do that, they'd never leave the house.
That's
right.
Walk away, that's true.
You'd really be a star if you could tuck your head between your legs. That's ridiculous, but I've made plans myself to be buried on Adam West's land in Idaho.
Yeah.
I wouldn't kill myself, but I do plan to make that my final resting place.
Does he know about that?
No.
He's okayed it?
No, I'm going to have someone sneak me in and bury me in his house.
All right.
That'd be bad.
We can put you in a helicopter, put your ashes in a helicopter, and just release them over his property. That way he didn't have to know, Ralph.
I'd like to get released over his property.
Not sure what that means.
I'm so glad we've got Domenico coming in today.
Okay.
From That's Amore and the Tila Tequila Show, so we can just talk Tila Tequila, because I want to know the truth about how heinous this woman is.
She does seem one of the most heinous.
Remember I told you a couple weeks ago that she was spotted in Vegas with Justin Long? Two of them were making out.
Yes, I hate that.
And then they were seen together in Los Angeles again after the fact. Well, Us Weekly talked to Tila Tequila, although I can't imagine why, and asked her about the makeout session at the Halloween party in Las Vegas. She says she can't even remember it. She was partying so hard, she can't even remember it.
She's
and she
so
added,
crazy.
Wait for it. But besides, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
No.
Yes. Fresh as today's headlines.
Come on.
I'm Tila Tequila.
And you know she's inside of her, she went, yes.
Oh, score.
I was so clever with that one.
What if she's still responsible for gay marriage now that it hasn't passed?
Oh, good point.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She's a failure.
That's right.
That's what you're saying.
Speaking of gay marriage, Amanda Bloom is talking about marrying Miranda Kerr.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Whoa, wait.
Wait a minute. Squeeze me?
Yeah. In Touch magazine reports that Orlando Bloom has been dating the Victoria's Secret supermodel Miranda Kerr for over a year, and according to friends, he's ready to pop the question as soon as they can find a state will allow two women to get married.
See, because Orlando Bloom is feminine looking.
He's flimsy, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's flimsy.
He's womanish.
And Lisa?
Yes?
Lay down some sort of padding. Put a chamois under yourself.
On my chair?
Because you are just going to just explode into moisture.
Tell me.
There we go. This is it.
Last night, the musical adaptation of the film Billy Elliot opened on Broadway.
Yes.
I don't remember what that was.
A movie.
Billy Elliot was about the kid growing up in the rough end of London who wanted to be a ballet dancer.
Which you can imagine how that went over.
Really poorly. I'll bet he got made fun of.
Word. To your mama.
It's very inspiring.
Elton John wrote the music.
Wow.
Oh.
And it opened up on Thursday night, but I only say this because there's just a spate of these movie adaptation and musicals lately.
Right.
They've just announced the latest one.
Yes.
Whoopi Goldberg will be producing a musical stage version of her movie Sister Act in London.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like Whoopi. But that would be a fun...
But you love singing nuns.
It would be a fun musical. The music is fun.
She has told me before she loves singing nuns. That's true. I've had that conversation with her.
That was not a terrible movie.
It wasn't. And Kathy and Jimmy, remember her in it? She's
yeah,
great.
It's not a terrible movie.
But we don't need a Broadway musical.
We don't need a musical at all, a Broadway
musical.
Pretty
sure I did never see that one.
Really?
I'm pretty sure you never did.
Yeah.
There was a time where Whoopi wasn't as repugnant as she is now.
I don't remember it.
And I would, it was right around, that was pre-Ghost, I think, Sister Act.
Yeah.
So it was before
it was
she
right
sued
around
us?
That era. Yeah, before she sued you.
Okay.
Yeah, it was right around that era. But, you know, she used to be a pretty entertaining bro.
Mm-hmm. No.
And lastly, speaking of Whoopi, congratulations to The View.
For what?
Why?
It's become daytime TV's most watched television program.
Really?
No, I'd be against that.
Yeah, but...
Daytime averaging TV. 4.7 million viewers a day.
Bean.
That's a monster number for daytime.
What percentage of them would you say are female?
All. And Bean.
And Bean, yeah.
Yes.
I tune in, as I do with many daytime shows, only for the guests. And because the show has become so popular, they really do get great guests. So I guess it kind of feeds itself.
I'm out of time, but in the next hour, I will bring you... Mr. Skin's list of the top 10 naked Bond girls of all time in honor of Quantum Solace opening up.
Fantastic.
Today.
All right, so then.
We'll get to that in an hour. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Josh Duhamel, Duhamel. That dude is banging Fergie.
Yeah.
From Las Vegas. I know.
Yeah.
He's 36 years old today. Patrick Warburton, one of my favorites. He was Putty on Seinfeld, of course, Lane's boyfriend. You can hear him as Joe, the paraplegic cop on Family Guy all the time.
He's awesome,
so
at that.
Funny in that role. Peter, my legs don't work. He's 44 years old today. Reverend Run of Run DMC turns 44. Actor D.B. Sweeney's 47. And Bean Baxter, ladies and gentlemen, our own Bean Baxter celebrates his birthday today. He is a 12-year-old girl, so congratulations. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Yes, we're the L.A. Clippers. L.A. Clippers. L.A. Clippers number one.
Are the Clippers games even on radio or TV anymore, or is there so little interest that doesn't even happen, Dave?
They're only on ESPN, you know, Fox Sports West.
He's so cocky.
You know, ABC, TNT, and, you know.
And Clipper fans, I forgot, they're playing professional teams that people want to see. I forgot about that angle. And the Clipper fans have enjoyed how many wins in the entirety of the 2008-2009 season so far?
One, which is more than Seattle's team.
Right, but we're
Seattle
not going to have a
Seattle's
team.
That's
Seattle
why.
Doesn't have a team.
Here's the thing. That's true. Their team is gone. Here's the thing about Dave the King of Mexico. He's not so much a Clipper fan as he is a Laker hater.
Not right. True.
So we don't have any time
Stop
for his bravado
that.
About the Clippers.
Stop
yeah. Because
that. Clipper Nation, baby.
What do you mean it's not true?
That's not true at all.
Mike?
Don't get me wrong. I do
Laker
hate the
hater.
Lakers.
You
I do
Laker
hate
hater.
The Lakers, okay. And I enjoy hating the Lakers.
Right.
But I love the Clippers.
Mm. If the Lakers weren't here to hate, you wouldn't.
I would be a Clipper fan.
Nope.
And,
I'm saying no.
And we would hate the Suns.
Dave, do you ever go to any Clipper games?
Yeah, I do. I go to a lot of Clipper games, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it's easy to get tickets.
Sure. Yeah.
I guess you could sit right on the bench.
Remember the song?
The Clipper Nation's back.
Yeah.
The Laker fans don't know how to act.
Yeah.
The Lakers suck, and we know that.
Yeah.
We're playoff bound, and that's a fact.
Yeah.
Now, when you say playoff bound, and
by
that's
the way,
a fact.
Yeah, by the way, that season, one game away from the Western Conference Championship. That was that season.
Hmm.
That's right. Say something.
Is he making
Say
that
something.
Up?
No, that's right. That was
yeah.
two seasons ago.
Yeah. Wow.
Say something, kid.
What's so up? What happened last year was maybe there wasn't a Dave the King of Mexico song, right? And that's what the problem was?
No, there was one. But
oh, there was.
Yeah.
Okay. So that,
but it wasn't good?
There was two. There was two. One at the beginning of the season where he was very proud and happy.
Yeah.
And one at the end where he was even
disappointed.
Well, you know, injuries happen and, you know.
That happens to all teams.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. So, you know, we didn't have the best season last season.
All right, do you agree? A few days ago, we had Clipper Darryl on.
The Laker era is over!
And he predicted what, if I remember, 52-30? Is that what he said?
50-32, I believe.
50-32, okay.
Yeah.
He's obviously Clipper fan number one. You could be Clipper fan number two. How how confident are you of his assessment of what the season's going to turn out to be?
50 is tough. So I'm going to go 40-42.
You should do 20-50 is what you should do.
Nah.
Honestly. If you 26. Win more than 20 games,
I'm going to say 42-40.
No
Yeah, we'll be over 500.
Here's what's awesome about that. 42 and 40 is just above 500,
yeah.
And that is super ridiculously optimistic on Dave's part.
Yeah, and that's going to be probably the eighth seed in the playoffs.
Let's go to the Afro line.
Hey, Dave, I think the Clippers suck ass. I think the Clippers suck ass. They really, really suck ass. They really, really suck ass.
All right, see?
I think the Clippers suck ass. Seriously, the Clippers suck ass.
But the point being, he's thinking about the Clippers.
That's right. Well, you win, I guess. Your team's lost every game but one, and yet that guy did an Afro call about your team.
People think about AIDS, too, Dave. I mean, just keep in mind. You know, doesn't make it good.
All right, what's the new song that you have for us today for the one-win Clippers?
You know, like I said, we're not having the best season so far. It's a little rough. You know, we got to get to know each other because new players and stuff.
Just so the listeners know, because I don't want them to think that we hate just to hate. Dave mouths off way more than this off the air. He doesn't talk about how it wasn't the best season. It's all about how the Clippers are going to go to the NBA Finals, and this is the year, and he's just in our faces 24/7. So we don't hate him unnaturally. He deserves the hatred that he's
getting. By the way, this season, I didn't say anything. You guys came at me. But, you know, I'm down for my Clippers, so it's a little song about the season.
I do appreciate watching the Clippers fail, though, because there was like a good two-hour period where Dave exploded my cell phone when they did have Elton Brand and Baron Davis at the same time before the great debacle.
Uh-huh.
What now? Oh, it's going to be our season. Western Conference looks different now, don't it?
See, that's what I'm talking about. He mouths off a lot more. And then he comes on the air and he's like, oh, you know, I don't...
People lie and stuff, so things happen, you know. It's about the season. It's about the upcoming season.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve. This is the world premiere now of Dave the King of Mexico's new Clipper song.
Yo-o, you know the Clips are starting slow, and that's cool, but Kevin's hating.
But the Clipper's gonna be all right. I said the Clipper's gonna be all right. Yeah. Ben brings the O, Kevin brings the D. Can't go wrong with fans like me. That's right, that's right. Clipper's gonna be all right. Yeah. Center's rocking, everybody's talking, celebrities are flocking to the team in red, white, and blue. Los Angeles, this team's for you. Yeah, if you play loud, we'll cheer loud. Together we'll be playoff bound. That's right, that's right. I said the Clipper's gonna be alright, alright, yeah. Baron brings the O, Cavi brings the D. Can't go wrong with fans like me. That's right, that's right. Clipper's gonna be alright. Yeah.
They say the Clipper Nation is done, but with Baron Davis leading the way, you know the Clippers are gonna be okay. Alright? DCOM, Clipper Nation, forever.
K-Rock! Woo! That was a great song, Dave. Props for you on that.
Sure.
But at the beginning of the season, really, you just want to go, hey, they'll be all right.
They'll be all right. Relax.
That's the message. It used to be we're going to kick your ass. Now it's, they're going to be okay.
They're going to be all right. I'm just saying, let them get together.
Not a great start.
Let them play a couple of games, you know.
They'll be all right.
They'll be all right, man.
I feel like Senator McCain has a better chance of being president now than the Clippers do of winning the NBA Finals. I really do.
We have Joe Rogan coming up a little bit later today talking about UFC 91. Got the movie beat. Mm-hmm. Talking about the new James Bond movie. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:49. Nice air guitar, Ralph.
Thank you.
Talking about getting
warming up.
Talking about getting the air band back together,
yeah,
by the way.
Oh, good.
We have to find an air manager, though.
We do.
Go on air tour.
We had to fire the last one.
Get an Airbus.
they were good live. The air band was good live. I didn't care for the records much, though. I got to be honest.
I thought the records sounded exactly like the real thing.
That is true. They did sound like the real band. Hey, this afternoon on Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde, which is our new lame 5 to 6 p.m. afternoon
show. When
you
say lame, you mean it's the best hour of the day.
You mean scintillating.
Sure, okay. Of course.
We are going to catch up with weather babe Alita Laresca from Channel 4, and she will be forced to defend her poor wardrobe choices. That'll be this afternoon between 5 and 6. We also have Metallica tickets for you to give away. And starting at 6, it's another day of 60 minutes commercial-free K-Rock music. Someone named McCabe is going to be hosting after our show today.
Sure, sure he will.
That's what they tell. That's what it says. Rules.
You know, it was Nicole's birthday yesterday, and so I think she's dead. So I think McCabe has to come in to do it.
I was driving home from the Quantum of Solace screening last night, and I don't know who was on the air. Some dude. Probably McCabe.
McCabe.
Or,
plays by. Did it sound like he plays by his own rules?
Who's the other one? The one that doesn't exist.
Rick Savage.
Rick Savage.
Rick Savage.
P.I.
And he was like, yeah, it's still a party here. Nicole Alvarez is still here partying, and so is a beer mug. This is like, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night. Her shift had been over for hours, so I can only imagine how she's feeling today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of birthdays.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Bean. Yeah.
Thank you. Woo! Thank you very much.
Woo!
I have a box here that arrived in the mail a couple of days ago from Ralph Garman. Yeah. So he has asked me to
rip that sucker open. We'll open that right on the air.
All right, hang on. Got a little razor blade here for the tape.
Okay. I know what this is, and it will bring him untold joy.
Oh, yeah.
It seems to be some sort of pillow.
Not just any pillow.
Look closer, my friend.
It's a High School Musical pillow.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yes. High School Musical 3 awesome. Pillow.
Look at my sweet Zach. Is this washable?
Yeah, I made sure it was
okay, good.
Treated. Yeah, it's been Martinized.
All right. That's creepy.
And here's a card. It's a High School Musical 3 card as well.
Open it
got
up.
The style, got the moves, got the touch, got the grooves. You're a superstar. Open it up. There's a little High School Musical song right
there.
Yeah.
Wow. Keep your head in the game.
Uh-huh. Fantastic. Go Cats.
Go
Thank
Cats.
You, Ralph.
You're very welcome.
I think Thank he's you. A homosexual.
So do we.
I figured you could use the High School Musical 3 so your sock monkey has a place to sleep when he's next to you, and you can have the entire flimsy bedroom set.
I think he wore out the sock monkey, by the way.
Oh,
well,
I'm pretty sure.
Believe me, I will be using this pillow. I'll tell you that.
I am sure you will.
All right. Domenico from MTV is going to give us some love advice.
Hey, how you do?
He was on the Tila Tequila Show, and that's Amore, of course. He's in the next room, and he'll be joining us after the news at 7. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Friday morning. What's happening?
Can't wait to find out the truth behind Tila Tequila with Domenico.
I hope he tells us.
He's got to be free and clear by now, right?
I would think.
Whatever statute of limitations has run out on that gag order. It's always a gag order when it comes to Tila Tequila, by the way. Speaking of MTV, I got some casting news if you want to be on television. Here's your opportunity. Dr. Drew, our old pal Dr. Drew, has a new show on MTV called Sex with Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? People have sex with their mothers and fathers.
No.
That is effed up. I thought Dr. Drew, of all people, would know.
They don't have sex at all with the parents. No. But there is some conversation that's forced to happen.
Drew apparently brings parents and kids together and helps them bridge that generation gap and helps them talk about sex in an open and frank manner. Because you know how hard it is to talk to your parents about sex.
Sure.
And vice versa. If you got kids, it's hard to talk to your kids about sex. So Drew's there as a facilitator to help the two sides come together and open up about sex and sexuality. Mm-hmm. A real useful purpose.
It's a little disturbing, though, when Dr. Drew says to the parents, tell little Jimmy about the New Jersey meat hook. And then the parents have to describe how they did it. And then you go, wow, I don't ever want to be a part of that show.
Well, they're looking for families to go on the show with Drew, casting 16 to 19-year-olds and their parents to get together and bond and talk frankly about sexuality. If you're interested, you should submit your story to MTV Dr. Drew, all one word, mtvdrdrew@gmail.com. In your email submission, they'd like to include a photo of yourself with some contact info, city and state where you are. Describe your family issues. And if your story's selected, here's the upswing. Your family gets $25,000.
Wow!
As compensation for being on the show.
That makes it almost worth describing to my parents the nose for grandma. Almost.
Almost.
Not quite.
For $25,000, I would bang my mom on television.
You'd bang your dad for $25,000.
Yeah, well, 50 maybe. Because that'd be embarrassing.
That's true.
But for that kind of coin, hell yeah, I'm talking about condoms with mom and dad.
It ain't condoms, my friends. It's the mushy biscuit.
Oh, stop.
You know what I mean?
I thought MTV was cheap and low rent, but that's pretty good pay for appearing on a program.
It sure is. $25,000 per family.
Sweet. Not bad.
Speaking of casting news, I just got this email from listener Mike. Yesterday I mentioned that they're making Monopoly the movie. Remember I told you about that?
Yeah.
Universal and Hasbro going into business together to make Monopoly the movie.
We were questioning how interesting that could possibly be.
That sounds horrible. However, the casting makes it more interesting for me. Mike says, have you heard that your very own Miss Cleo has been cast in the role of Community Chest in the upcoming Monopoly movie? So, Mike, thanks. I appreciate that news. I had no idea.
By the way, her cans today.
Nice melons.
Domenico saw him in the other room. I think he's got a sausage in his pants now. Like yeah. Italian salami or something. What's going on?
She is already looking forward, Ralph, to the day where she's going to get a breast reduction when she's older. She's already talking about it.
She's talking about that.
She's talking about after a couple of kids.
I think we have time to talk her down. Talk her out of it.
I think we need a chloroformer and, I don't know, what do you do
after
that?
Make a
laundry? Yeah, exactly. Something I'll keep that from happening. Speaking of cans.
Boobies!
And boobies. Carmen Electra is returning to the pages of Playboy magazine.
Well, all right.
With an 8-page nude pictorial to celebrate the magazine's 55th anniversary.
Cannons, people. Big old boobies.
I think it sounds fun.
It's her first nude photo shoot in, I'm trying to think how many years. I think 2003 was the last time.
Well, but she did it for Playboy. I like to picture her doing that every day.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. She probably gets naked every day, I'm guessing.
Well,
getting in and out of the shower and stuff. I'm guessing she's probably naked.
She has got a tremendous set of boobs.
Yeah, so Carmen, of course, you know, getting older like everyone is. She's 36 years old. However, I would pick that up to see 8 pages of her naked.
Yeah,
I think she
so.
Does a good job. So congratulations to my penis.
The big winner today?
The big winner today is my penis. Kanye West is the man. Just ask him.
Yep.
He said in an interview on Wednesday.
He was at our singles party, by the way. That was bizarre.
He's much taller in person than
right?
I thought he'd be.
Unbelievable.
He has a jerry curl.
I know.
Guys,
this guy's
that was
sort of like an El DeBarge haircut. It was very
strange. Hey, guys,
strange.
That
cool
was,
that he came. I thought it was great, too.
No, no. That wasn't yeah. Kanye, guys. That was me, Bean. That was my Halloween costume.
Sure,
I appeared as Kanye.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you were Kanye. Okay, fine.
Sure.
I was George Clooney. That's who I was. Yeah, okay.
He was Spina Bifida, Kanye. That was his costume.
Kanye West says he now knows his place in history. He is the voice of his generation.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big burden to carry.
It sure is.
I realize that my place and position in history is that I will go down as the voice of this generation, of this decade. I will be the loudest voice, he said to an interviewer on Wednesday. It's me settling into that position of just really accepting it. I mean, it's one thing to say what you want to. It's another thing to really end up being like Michael Jordan. We all know Michael Jordan was the voice of his generation. Oh, no, wait a minute. He really just played basketball.
Really well.
Yeah,
here's
sure.
the thing about Kanye. Immensely talented.
Yep.
Doesn't really need to say all this BS that he says all the time. I mean, it doesn't help him. Works against him, in fact.
He
I
seems
think.
To need to, though. But you're right. He's one of the few people that is supremely talented that you know that also has to mouth off about it.
Yeah. Right.
He's got something to back it up.
Let the work do the talking for you, Kanye.
That's what Bean does.
That's right.
With his rap career.
Just lets the rhymes tell the story.
Finish this sentence for me. Kanye West is
black.
No denying that. And our one of our favorite websites, MrSkin.com, has posted as a celebration of everything Bond. Of course, today opens, the movie opens, Quantum of Solace opens today, and they've listed the top 10 naked Bond girls of all time. These are women who appeared in James Bond films who have been nude through a great majority of their careers, and we thank them for it. Number 10, Maude Adams.
Never heard of her.
Oh, yeah.
She was in, she's the only Bond girl ever to appear in two films as two different characters.
Wow.
She was in Octopussy and in another film.
Wasn't she a model and then she became an actress?
Yeah. I think she's Swedish and smoking hot and gets naked all the time.
Yeah.
You can see the photos for these for this list, by the way, on MrSkin.com. Honor Blackman, who legendarily played Pussy Galore in Goldfinger, got nude quite a bit in her career. Barbara Bach.
Yeah, that's right.
Naked quite a bit. Jane Seymour, who a lot of people forget, got her start as a Bond girl in Living Let
Die. Right?
Yeah. She's been nude a bunch. Just most recently. When did she show her cans in that movie?
Was it Wedding Crashers?
Wedding Crashers, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Number 6, Denise Richards. Yeah. Christmas Jones, she played.
She was a physicist or
a nuclear
chemist?
Physicist.
Nuclear
Dr.
Convincing.
Christmas Jones. She was famously nude, of course, in that three-way with...
those other
Wild
people.
Things, yeah. Wild Things, yeah. Sophie Marceau.
Oh.
Don't know
who
that
quite
is.
Does a lot of nude work. Olga Kurylenko, who stars in the new James Bond movie. She's nude all the time. Eva Green, who is Vesper Lynn in Casino Royale. By the way, they list her as Asino Royale because she shows her ass so well.
See?
See what they did there? Halle Berry.
Of course.
Number 2. And number 1,
smoking hot Bond girl who got nude her whole career, Ursula Andress, the very first Bond girl. You see a lot of nude footage of her. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
Nude Bond girls.
Good
man,
list.
Man with the Golden Gun. Man with the Golden Gun was the other Bond movie that Maude Adams was in. So no need to write. No need to
Ralph
send an email. I'm good. Got it all. Right in my hip pocket. God bless you.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Travis Barker of Blink and Plus. He is 33 years old today.
By the way, Travis is giving his first interview, if you want to see him since the plane crash, his first television interview on TRL this Sunday.
I thought they had the big TRL going away and we retired for dead party.
Oh, it is. Okay. This Sunday.
Last show, Sunday. And Travis Barker's going to be part of it. I will definitely be tuning in to see what he's got to say.
Tobin from Papa Roach is 29 years old today. Patrick Warburton from Family Guy, The Tick, Seinfeld. Funny, funny guy. 44 years old today. Run of Run DMC is 44. Laura San Giacomo.
Ooh.
Just Shoot Me and that horror movie Julie Roberts made.
Pretty Woman?
Pretty Woman. She's 47 years old today. Actor D.B. Sweeney is also 47. And our own Bean Baxter, as I mentioned, celebrates his birthday today.
So he's a fan.
That's true.
Oh, come on. True.
Well, he's got a High School Musical 3 pillow. What kind of loser buys that for himself?
Good question.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Buongiorno. I was in a shot at love, Chiefs, and I went home brokenhearted.
Hi, Domenico.
But now, my luck is about to change.
I'm Domenico Nesci, and welcome to That's Amore.
The girls with the most meatballs. We get a final date with me.
Are those real?
Domenico is like kissing everybody.
I love this country. Thank you, God.
The curtain matched the carpet if I had any.
Are you all sweat? That's probably what it is. And I'm just saying. Can you put it up a little bit?
Oh, my gosh. Are you wanting to smell my armpit?
It smells amazing.
Do you like it?
That's why I want to smell it closer.
All right.
That dude is honked up right there, that Domenico.
He is honked up.
If he were here, we'd tell him that. I'll tell you right now.
He joins us in studio here on the Kevin Beach Show on the world famous K-Rock. Good morning, Domenico.
Good morning. Actually, happy birthday. Somebody told me that it's your birthday today.
It is being.
Thank you very much. You're very kind. Is it true that you were up all night? You've not yet been to bed?
I got to focus on women at night, so I don't have time to sleep.
Mm-hmm. And then during the day, it's like a vampire, you sleep during the day and then you get back up? A
few hours per day, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Domenico, you were on A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila and then were so popular that you got your own spinoff show called That's Amore. Was that not a dating show and you ended up with a woman that you selected to be your new girlfriend at the end of that program, right?
Yes, it did. Yeah. That was
and
an amazing
experience.
Well, it was an amazing experience. I was so lonely for the past 3 years that when MTV approached me with the idea of That's Amore, I'm like, okay, why not? I tried, and we had an amazing journey during the show.
Mm-hmm.
I fell deeply in love with Megan, the girl that I picked at the end of the show.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, if I'm still single, means that it didn't really work.
Well, that's
much.
What I was wondering, yeah. So it didn't work out, so now you're just banging everything that moves.
Basically, yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay, all right, fine.
Well, it's got a brief, too, you know. If it moves, it depends. It's got to be part of the human being kind of a thing, you know.
Well, sure, that makes sense here. How did you get on A Shot at Love in the first place? Why did you audition for that show?
That's a funny question because I remember that I auditioned for something else that was called Shower Power.
Oh.
They never really produced it. Shower Power was a karaoke kind of a show inside a shower in front of an audience. So that was the purpose of the show.
Okay, so you let me just see if I got this right. You went into audition for an MTV show where you sing in the shower in front of an audience.
Yeah, I don't know if it was naked or with a speedo on it, but it was basically,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
And then a few months later, I received a phone call from MTV saying, hey, why don't you come and do this? I'm like, okay, I'm single. I guess I'm coming. And there was a huge surprise, you know, about the old Tila Tequila bisexuality and stuff.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, in Italy, we still got a lot of problems. We got the Vatican cities there.
Right.
The Pope is there.
Sure.
So. Yeah,
uh-huh. Not a lot of bisexuality breaking out in
I think that had a lot, but just underneath. That's
sure.
the thing.
Yeah, all women, right. But just it's hidden.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, so they ended up putting you on a different show, but clearly you wanted to. There was something about that show that that had some appeal to you. Or were you like so many other contestants on the show who just wanted to be on TV and didn't really care about Tila Tequila?
Okay, here's the thing. I never really cared about TV. I'm a stage actor, so I've been training for 12 years on stage. I come from a drama school, so I really didn't really care about going on TV. It's just sometimes I guess we got to do new things, different things, just right. to change, to have something new to do.
Right.
And I said, why not? Who cares? Let's do a new experience. And that's why I went on Tila Tequila.
Now, I used to think that Tila Tequila was just, you know, acceptable and okay, and she's all right, she's sort of hot, and she, none of that's true. Once that show came out, I was like, ugh, dear God.
You like
hated her. No.
We did not like her.
No, look-wise, I'm saying.
Not so much. No.
I mean, I didn't have much of an opinion of her before Tila Tequila, but once that show came on, I was out in every way.
She have a great bod, though.
Yes, she does.
You're right about that. As a matter of fact, she does. I talked to her personally,
If you catch her face at the right angle, she can look good, but a lot of times she does not look good from the neck up as well. But her personality was the deal breaker for us, Domenico. I mean, she really, it was hard to like her watching that show. And I was wondering what it was like for you guys as contestants, because here you are allegedly vying for her affection, yet you wouldn't want to date her, I don't think.
So here's the thing. Yeah, I was there. I like women from all over the world, basically. I just don't limit myself with Italian. Right. I'm an international lover.
Sure.
The problem I had, there was a huge trouble during the show, the Tila Tequila show, was that I never deal with lesbians. So, I mean, so I tried to hit on a few lesbians. I received smacks on my face. They were, you know, they hated me
right.
because I was trying to hit on them. So
that does kind of go counter to the lesbian thing.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, there are some that they like guys too, you know. Sometimes,
yeah,
that's
right. Right.
The good ones, right.
So I was trying to look for them, and I guess nobody really liked me in there. So.
but what we're saying is, when the cameras were off, behind the scenes, you guys, the contestants on Tila Tequila, were like, "You can have her. You can have her, dude. I don't want her."
See, the problem is
behind the scenes.
The camera, they were always on 24 hours. So, yeah. The thing is this. Okay, you are in a house. Basically, there are a lot of situations that make you really like the person you're going for, let's say.
Okay.
So
then she talks, and then you go, "I'm out."
And
that's
she breathes
a deal breaker.
Through. She also breathes.
Yes.
So, there were no other women in the house. So, I mean, did I have any other options? I don't know. But
no, but you're tap dancing around the fact that you wouldn't want to date her.
No. No, I can't.
Say it!
I can't say it!
You wouldn't want to date her.
No, she's cute. I actually saw her. I met her 3 weeks ago at this place. It's a Mexican restaurant, and I met her. And after the year, it was really nice to see her.
Sure, you guys are friends.
You should be a politician, first of all. Because we've asked that same question four different ways, and you've avoided it, which is good.
No, he's good.
I'm really good at that.
You're diplomatic.
Yeah. You got to be diplomatic in life, you know?
So you are the international lover. You are you list yourself on your MySpace page as the Italian Stallion. And apparently you are also making yourself available to people around the world who need love advice. Am I correct about that?
Very correct. See, I think sometimes we are really good about putting people together, but we're not really good about managing our own life, our own love life. I put so many people together that now they're actually married. My own life, I'm a mess. I mean, my ex-fiance just split because of, I don't know. We just came back from Italy. We've been together 6 months. I've been so crazy about this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is we came back from Italy and she left me. That's sad. That's because she couldn't understand my culture, my language. I understand, but...
You took her to Italy, and then when she came back, she said, sayonara, thank you.
She said,
had a great time?
Well, she said, yalla yalla, because she's Israeli. So, I mean, she's a little Jewish. And which, the thing is, I was ready to...
Can you be a little Jewish?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I was ready to put the little hat on my head and convert. I mean...
Really?
Is it called the Hanukkah?
You were going to convert? Hanukkah, yeah.
Well,
it's their Christmas.
Yeah, I'm on the Catholic side still. But I was trying to do my best. At the beginning, I started with, okay, why don't we get married in the Catholic Church, be baptized the kids, and this and that. Let's not circumcise the kids, because I don't like it. I'm not. Then she was starting
That's too much information.
Yeah,
I'd like to say, right up front. I'd just like to say we didn't need to know that.
I know. You know, in Italy, how we are, that's all how. Right. But the thing is, I understood that, usually you can't really do whatever you want in life. Sometimes you gotta find a middle way.
Sure.
So I'm like, okay, I don't care about the Catholic Church. I don't care about the whole thing. Let's just be together.
Okay.
And I guess it didn't quite work. I'm pretty open to all the culture. I've been traveling so much that I don't care about religion, color, anything. You know, we're all human beings. We all got a heart. We all got a... I can't say that, but...
Right. Can't say
we
that.
We understand, yes. Nah, so you know, the short version, though, if I speak Domenico here, is that you're a failure with relationships. You just were blindsided by a woman you were deeply in love with who left you, yet you would like to offer your love advice to others.
Very correct.
Okay.
Okay. I think we understand that. Now, would you be willing to take some calls from the K-Rock listeners who maybe have sticky romantic situations that they need the Domenico touch with?
I would love that.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. If you have questions that he can help, basically romance in the love department. Because he's a complete and utter failure himself, but has good advice.
I got a really good trick about, see, there is the old routine that you got to do when you date a girl. So it's pretty complicated. You got to start with nice words at the beginning, you know, the first 10 seconds is look. Then you got to be completely, you got to be like a slave. Everything is on her. It's about her. You got to listen. You can't say anything. Well, just listen.
You're right on there.
Yeah. And then you got to know how to cook. And then what usually works is a couple of bottles of wine, because wine is not enough. So you got to start with a Prosecco glass at the beginning, like a nice bottle of Prosecco.
Sure.
Then you go with a red, so by the end of the night, she's all stoned and drunk, and then you do whatever
you
want.
You take advantage.
Yeah, of course.
So is this love advice or is this date rape? What are we talking about here, Domenico? All
right,
hold that thought. We got to take a break. Your calls for Domenico. He is the That's Amore guy, and he's willing to help you with your romance questions. 1-800-520-1067. We'll come back with your calls after this on K-Rock.
Let the romance begin.
Right now, our friend Domenico Nesci is in the studio with us. He is the real Domenico on MySpace if you want to check him out. He, of course, from That's Amore and Shot at Love with Tila Tequila. And you're ready to take some advice questions from our listeners. Am I right, sir?
Very right.
Is it true that you list your occupation as Italian Stallion? That's your occupation?
That's my actual job, yeah.
Okay.
TV is just an hobby, but the actual occupation. Dating girls is becoming a job, especially when you got a lot.
Sure, you don't have to tell me.
Yeah.
We do feel bad for you.
All right, let's start with Jesse, who is calling from North Hollywood. Good morning, Jesse. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's up, Domenico?
How are you, Jesse? How are you doing today?
All right, this is Santa Monica!
Oh! Hell yeah.
It's too long to explain. Inside joke. That guy does that to crack
us up. We've been pranked.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Neil, who is calling us from Torrance. Good morning, Neil.
Hey, good morning, guys. Domenico, what's up, bro?
How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm great, man. I love you, dude. I'm your number one fan.
Thank you, brother. Now, have you got a girlfriend?
No, yes, I do.
You do?
All right.
What's the booper, exactly?
Oh,
no, because you know, sometimes I don't know all the dictionary like about the American language.
Yeah, really explain that one to you.
He is trying to be a little more sexually adventurous in the bedroom and is looking for some advice on how to present that to his lady friend. That's what's going on there.
So he's an experimental guy then. He likes experimentation.
Yes, you don't mind. Let's move on to another question about another
thing. We're 0 for 2 so far.
David in Pasadena. Good morning.
Hey, Domenico.
How are you, David?
I'm good. Hey, Lisa May.
Good morning.
My question is, well, I'm usually the very nice guy to everybody. You know, when I take out girls, I pay for everything. I open doors and everything. But I never get laid. I never close a deal or anything. What's your advice?
You got to stop booking restaurants. You got to start cooking yourself. So go and learn how to cook. If you make pasta, you can get a nice book like in a bookshop. Making pasta is pretty easy. Wine is really important. You need the wine. She needs to lose control. So start to cook. Start to be able to say nice words. Put candles everywhere.
What can you cook right now, David?
Mexican food.
Well, Mexican is still good. That's good. As long as you can cook.
Okay.
Are you good at it?
I'm pretty good.
All right.
Yeah. And then so women like a guy who cooks. But I think the bigger question that a lot of people have, Domenico, is a woman, they make it tough. They want a nice guy, but they don't want a guy that's too nice. And it's a fine line sometimes.
No, the thing is, you got to be nice when you got to be nice. You can't give 100% yourself, meaning you got to be nice during the date. Then there is this famous 3 days rule that for 3 days you got to disappear. And then they got to start to wonder what happened to you, why he's not calling, and this and that. And that's when they started to like you. So you got to be 100% yourself. You got to be 100% romantic and everything, and then disappear for a little bit. To the point that they will wonder what happened to you, and they will come to you.
Okay.
So they got to leave a dream in one date, and then you got to dream about that date for the rest of their life. That was amazing. That was really good. I'm proud of myself.
That was good, actually. That was very impressive.
Thank you
for the call, David.
Thank you for your call. We're going to give you a shirt till it hurts. You get I'm Rick James, bitch. Congratulations.
Oh, how about that? Let's go to, I can't believe the name is really Sivan, but we'll try it online, too. We've got a lady with a question for Domenico, the That's Amore guy. Hi, Sivan. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Sivan.
Sivan.
No, it's not.
That's
Sivan.
Way better.
My name is Sivan.
Hello, Domenico.
How are you? Are you French?
No, I'm Israeli as well. I heard about your girlfriend.
I know. I mean, I still shocked because of that. Can you give me an advice about how to date an Israeli girl?
You know what? It's completely ridiculous because my boyfriend's from Ireland, and I understand there's different cultures. So I feel very bad for you. That girl is just retarded.
Oh, see, I didn't say you said. Okay.
How do you know she's retarded? How do you know Domenico was not a jerk to her? How do you know that?
Well, I don't know that, but I mean, he's an Italian guy. How can you go wrong with that?
You are completely right. How long have you been with your boyfriend?
About a year now.
A year? How old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay, so you still got a little time before you can get serious with him. So does he live in Ireland or he lives here?
Well, excuse me?
Does he live in Ireland? Does he live in Europe, your boyfriend?
No, he just moved out here from Ireland, so he's been over here for about a year.
Okay.
All right, what's the problem for Domenico, Sivan?
Okay, the problem is he is super cool, you know, fun guy. All of a sudden, he's crazy jealous. What happens? How did that happen? What went wrong?
Did you talk to anybody recently? Does he check your phone, actually? Because we always do. We say we don't. We don't want to really check any girl's phone, but that's what we usually do. So did you text anybody recently?
Well, I text all the time, and I think he gets really possessive because he doesn't know who I'm texting.
But do you text guys stuff that he can find later?
No.
Have you got a lover?
No,
do you have a lover?
Do you need one? I can provide you one.
I think I do.
You do? Who's your lover?
Hopefully.
How about him?
Hey, Sivan.
Yes.
Super jealous to me is a red flag. I could just say that.
Yeah, that's really? Not something you want to live
with. That seems bad.
I mean, jealousy is an important factor into a relationship, but it doesn't have to be too much. Otherwise, you won't be able to breathe, and you need to breathe.
Yeah.
So, and a big sign of jealousy is being insecure. So probably the kid is a little insecure at this point of his life, you know?
Yeah.
Sivan, for your question, we're going to give you RaiderRod.com. Free, fun, and really addictive t-shirt. Congratulations.
Nice talking to you.
I love that Domenico is hitting on the chicks that are calling in for love advice. I love that. They've got problems with their boyfriends, but he's ready to move in on them. That's great.
This is about it. I think that's smart. Let's go to, I guess we have time for one more. Let's go to Kareem, who's 15 from Hawthorne.
Hello?
Hey, Kareem.
Hey, man. What's up, dude?
How are you, my dear?
Hey, Domenico, man. Dude, you're awesome. Hey, I was asking, there's this girl at my school, and I need to figure out a way to get her to notice me.
You want her to notice you?
Huh?
You have to. So how old are you exactly?
I want her to notice.
No, how old are you?
How old are you?
How old?
15.
15, okay. I started at 14, so you are in a good age right now. You got to be direct. You got to go and tell her exactly what you feel. You got to go and say, hey, I like you. Hey, why don't we go out for an ice cream today? Have you got money for the ice cream? You need any money? You good?
Yeah, why don't you lend me some money, man?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Right. That's
a shakedown
now. No, that's fine. If you're just going for ice cream, he's got like $20. Don't worry.
You want $20? Kareem, okay, I can give you $20.
Kareem, would you be comfortable in speaking directly to the girl that you're interested in?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, then that Domenico says that's what you need to do.
That's
don't
what
beat
you
around the
do.
Bush. Don't wait around for her to notice you. You go up and talk to her, and then she can't avoid you.
And you can use my name. Say, Domenico said so. So you can be act cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, all right. Kareem. Good luck. Sounds like you're going to knock her over.
Good luck to you.
All right.
Ciao, Bello. Take it easy.
Domenico, you have an MTV International show that is going to be airing in 2009 and maybe something soon for the U.S. you can tell us about at some point too, right?
Yeah, sure. I love MTV. I love the Viacom family. So we're starting something for MTV International in January. I'm actually flying to Australia on Monday.
Oh, yeah?
I will be shooting several shows for MTV Australia and New Zealand.
Fantastic.
I can't wait. Because I used to live there, and Australian girls are amazing. So,
you are one of those rare guys who gets on a reality show and manages to turn it into a career. But
you have to sell every single part of your body, even your nails, everything. You got to market. See, in these days, the entertainment business is not based on talent anymore. It's based on marketing. That's sad, but that's how it is. So, yeah.
Well, that's how Tequila gets a show. Let's
Absolutely.
Be honest.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's not talent.
Exactly.
Really.
All right, Domenico, thank
Last
you for stopping by.
To tell us the truth about her, honestly.
Okay, when the mics are going to be off.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:45 in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to tell you about the tragedy of the Hot Cheetos. We're going to tell you about the movie beat, and we're going to talk to Joe Rogan about UFC 91, Brock Lesnar, and Randy Couture.
I don't know what was going on at K-Rock last night. I know it was the beautiful Nicole Alvarez's birthday. And by the way, thanks to the K-Rock listeners who took our advice on the afternoon show yesterday. We told you that she loves penis photos. Apparently about 50 different guys emailed her photos of their naked junk last night for her birthday.
She must be so happy.
Very much appreciate that. And then we got word, I guess Ralph was listening to the radio on the way home from the Bond movie last night, that there was a huge party going on here at K-Rock, and Beer Mug was naked or almost naked and drunk and jumping around. And
wait a minute. Beer Mug could not have possibly been drunk.
It doesn't sound like the mug we know, but let's get him on the phone because we've got him out on location with the K-Rock band for Shirts Till It Hurts that we'll talk about in just a moment. He is at Famima on Venice Boulevard in Culver City, 10704 Venice Boulevard in Culver City. Mug, do I have that right? Was there a party at K-Rock last night?
Party! Woo!
He's never hungover. Have you ever noticed that?
I know. What is that about?
He's unbelievable.
I don't know what it's about.
I saw pictures of you with your shirt off, jumping up and down, like, you know, waving your arms here like you just don't care. And the talk is that you were in recording a song or something. Mug, what was going on?
Yeah, actually was. I had a couple, you know, cocktails, maybe alcoholic, maybe not. I don't know. We'll just leave that, you know, for you to decide.
Wow, that's so vague.
And I got a little into a recording session. I recorded a song. And
there is a drum set in here. Who's playing guitar for you?
I actually got that off a loop off one of our audio files.
Oh, I see. So it was just like on the computer.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you played the drums.
Yeah.
And then you sang.
And the reason I was naked was because it was about 85 degrees in the studio. I had to unclothe and get
right.
my shirt off.
So it's the Shirts Till It Hurts program, which is basically, I don't think K-Rock doesn't have the money to buy T-shirts, but they won't. I mean, it's just a, oh, yeah, we got nothing. Sorry. So we're doing Shirts Till It Hurts, which is a way for K-Rock listeners to take care of other K-Rock listeners. You go through your closet, you find some old T-shirt in the back. You can't believe you still have it. Can't believe you ever wore it. Doesn't matter how worn out, how insignificant. The more insignificant, the better, actually. And then bring them down to where Beer Mugs is each day this week. And again, today he's at the Famima at 10704 Venice Boulevard. He's going to be there till 9 a.m. collecting T-shirts.
Oh, we've already got some great ones right now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. What a stop by this morning?
For instance, we have one that says, "What would you F for a Klondike bar?"
Okay, good. I like it.
Another very large triple XL shirt that says, "Working out just ain't working out." And then we also have a picture of a dinosaur, and under that it reads, "Never forget."
That's right. That's true. A lot of people have forgotten about dinosaurs.
Those are the shirts you'll be getting as gifts from K-Rock when you call in on the Kevin and Bean Show in the weeks and months to come. Do we have time to hear a little bit of Mug's musical contribution about the Shirts Till It Hurts campaign?
You guys have it?
Oh, yeah.
You have a copy of it?
You sent it to Mike, and you were a little smashed, maybe. Okay, some are old, some are new. There's purple and there's blue.
Wow. Mug, were you making the lyrics up as you went along, or did you write it out ahead of time?
Oh, this time, a little bit of both.
The economy sucks, so we gotta get you in the t-shirt, so it hurts. Charity! They're gonna go quick! No, they won't make you sick!
Okay, wait. So you're saying they're gonna go quick, no, they won't make you sick?
You see what I did there?
Did that sound good to you last night in your drunken state?
Apparently.
Got small ones too thick!
Got small ones too thick.
Yeah. Nice.
That's all we had the time to import, but...
All right. Mug is at Famima, which is apparently the world's greatest convenience store at 10704 Venice Boulevard, Culver City. We have that information at krock.com in the Kevin and Bean Shirts Till It Hurts section as well. You're going to be there till around 9 o'clock. Stop by with your T-shirts, and you don't need any kind of hangover medicine or anything. You're feeling okay this morning, huh, Mug?
I'm feeling great. Do you guys see a hardcore punk future for me?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, if somebody's running a record company that's listening, we'll put you in touch with Mugs, and you can have him for your very own. He won't even charge you. That's how cool he is. Thanks, Mugs.
Kevin and Bean.
That is gold.
I can't believe how good the 8 o'clock hour on paper looks like it's going to be. Talking to Joe Rogan about the big UFC fight over the weekend. Mm. Ralph's got the movie beat. Well, he'll review the James Bond Quantum of Solace, which he's already seen, and then the great Hot Cheetos debate.
When I eat Hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love Hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
All of that in the next 60 minutes here on K-Rock. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Friday. What's going on?
They should outlaw that snack.
Dude.
Listen to those kids.
They're so happy.
They're not happy. It's the best thing of their life.
They're
just happy, and then there's manic.
Don't take their joy away.
Yeah, no. That's like crack or something. Those kids, they would tear you apart if you were near them.
No. Those little kids are in Pasadena. They were the happiest little kids in the world until the government said, you can't eat Hot Cheetos.
All wild-eyed.
Stupid government.
Stupid government.
Let's talk showbiz news, shall we? Lindsay Lohan and Samantha Ronson could be heading to the City of Lights to get engaged. The London Sun reports that the two are flying by private jet to Paris, France tonight and will be visiting two top jewelers to decide on their rings.
Hmm. How does that work exactly?
Well, you go into a jeweler's and you say, let me see some rings. And he shows you rings with diamonds.
Do you pick
or
each other's rings?
Because
do they both get the big rings?
Yeah, and sure. Yeah, both broads, right?
Sure.
Oh, I don't know that you can say that, Ralph.
I'm pretty sure you can't say that.
Really?
Yeah. She may be getting it, but you can't say it.
I got to look at the list
of words.
I got to freshen up on that list.
I'm pretty sure that one's a no.
Taylor Swift says she has another career in mind in case things fall apart with her music career.
Please let it be nude modeling.
No, she's going to fall back on surgery.
Surgery?
She says she would love to pursue a career in medicine.
Meaning she wants to be a doctor?
Yep. Well, that's what a surgeon is.
Well, yeah. I didn't know if she...
Surgery.
Huh.
Okay.
Who else do you know does surgery besides doctors, Kevin?
Patients. I didn't know what she was talking about.
She wants to be a doctor.
Okay.
She said she would love a career in medicine, and in high school... She got the best dissector award in her biology class.
Well,
see,
then.
She's got a gift already for it.
How about
she
that?
Cut the crap out of those frogs.
She did. She actually brought one back to life. That's how good she is at dissector. Wow. She operated on the frog. It lived.
Those have usually been dead for like a year.
I know. That's how good she is.
Wow.
She performed little tiny CPR.
Mouth-to-mouth.
Chest cavity. Yeah. She believes what goes on inside an operating room is simply fascinating.
Yeah. It is.
Okay.
I'd like to get into an operating room with her. You know
no, I don't understand
sure.
what you're saying at all.
I'd like to check my prostate. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
I want to sex
just
with
open
her.
Open your mouth and close your eyes and get on your knees.
Oh,
wow.
Come on. Hayden Panettiere making Milo Ventimiglia a little uncomfortable, a little nervous. I like Milo. We had him in the other day. He's a good
guy.
Super guy.
Apparently, she ran into her ex-boyfriend, Stephen Coletti, the other day. In Touch magazine is reporting the two bumped into each other at the BlackBerry Bold launch party. And they started spending a whole bunch of time together. Got very close, according to onlookers. And she started feeding him at one point.
Wow.
That's bad news.
That's a bad sign.
Usually a little more intimate than just friends.
You don't want your woman feeding some other guy.
Yeah. I think Milo's terrific, but I would be nervous if I were him and my girlfriend were 19 or whatever it is, and I'm 30-something. I mean, I would be nervous that there'd be a lot of opportunities for her to start looking around for other dudes.
But if there's any problems, you just hit him with 50,000 volts right out of your fingertips.
Nope, that's just
back off, Stephen Coletti.
That's a
now
TV
you're fried.
Show. That's just
you
a
got
TV
fried
show.
Fried nads. How do you feel about that?
That's not real.
What?
You know what is real? The poster that we didn't have time to bring in today that's 17 feet by 17 feet of Hayden Panettiere. Mm-hmm. That's signed by Hayden Panettiere.
What?
Psycho Mike for doing the commercials for Heroes.
Yep.
That is BS.
It's as big as this wall. I'm kid you not.
That is BS.
I'm not kidding. It's the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Barely watches Heroes.
What?
I'm there every day with a scorecard and pie charts.
He watches it every day and twice on
over
Sundays.
Again. Over and over again. Episodes... Yeah, exactly. Twice.
It is the biggest poster I've ever seen, Ralph.
first perspective of her.
And it came to Psycho Mike, is what you're saying.
Yep. Remember when Mohinder trapped those people in the cocoons in his lab?
Yeah, what a dick.
Yeah. Who were those people again, Mike?
It was Fred Mertz.
Sure, he was one. Yeah.
Curly.
But everyone knows that
Curly
one.
Of the Three Stooges. Uh-huh.
And Dick Fender.
You are quite the fan. I stand correct.
He does watch the show.
I apologize. Jessica Simpson's 15 minutes of fame may be almost up.
Hate to see that.
Last night, apparently, she played to a half-empty house in Ontario, California, singing her country songs.
Really? Yeah. Couldn't sell tickets?
Nope. And it wasn't like the Nokia Center or something. It was like, I don't know, the Coach House or something.
Yeah. Small?
It was not a big joint.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I saw that she was at the Country Music Awards on Wednesday night, and she didn't. They didn't have her on stage, or she didn't get nominated for anything. She didn't win anything. Doesn't seem like she's making a big impact in her new chosen field.
No.
Which anyone can do in the country field.
Anybody.
Pretty much, yeah.
Remember John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard? Later played Superman's dad on Smallville.
Right.
Had a number one country hit. Was able to parlay himself some country fame right there. Number one song.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson can't do it.
Country music sucks. It does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Exactly my point about country music. Always felt that way. Although, have you seen her on the cover? I think it's Cosmo or something this month.
She's still a good-looking woman.
Man, she's got those natural, sort of just right, hanging teardrop
abilities.
Muchos flapos. You know what I'm saying?
Giant size cans.
Yeah. Just dynamic.
Muchos flapos.
It's all good. It's all good. Today's celebrity birthdays, Tobin. From Papa Roach is 29 years old today. Josh Duhamel from the Transformers in Las Vegas is 36. Travis Barker of Blink, of Plus, and of... I'm not going to say that. He's 33 years old today. Patrick Warburton from Seinfeld, The Tick, Family Guy, 44 years old today. Run of Run DMC is 44. Laura's...
Hey! Oh, my God.
Just a little loud.
Wow.
Can you bring down the volume a little?
Wow.
Try it again.
Hit it! Still loud.
A little loud.
Still too loud.
Yeah,
okay. One more time.
Hit it! DJ Omar Khan.
Laura San Giacomo is 47 years old. DB Swing is 47. And our own Bean Baxter, who apparently is deaf.
I know we are.
I don't know how old he is, but he's old enough that he's lost his hearing.
That's a little low now, Bean. Yeah. Bring it up a little.
Yeah. Maybe a happy medium.
All right.
How about
there you go.
There you go.
Okay.
Just mark that one. Mark that on the pot.
Noted.
All right. Ralph Garman, I walk the show.
This is a huge weekend in Las Vegas. If you're lucky enough to be there in person, it's Randy Couture versus Brock Lesnar, UFC 91. There's only one guy we want to talk to about this ahead of the fight, and he is on the phone right now, our friend
Randy
Joe
Couture.
Rogan. Joe Rogan actually joins us on the show.
What the
hey,
hell?
Joe. What's up, welcome guys? Back, my friend. How are you?
Well, wonderful. Good to talk to you, as always.
Is this the biggest fight in UFC history, or is that just more typical hype?
Oh, there's always going to be some hyperbole when it's attached to a big event like this, but I think it's a pretty gigantic fight.
Yeah.
Just simply by the fact that you've got a WWE superstar that actually knows how to fight and is a gigantic freak athlete like someone from a Rocky movie. and he's taking on this grizzled old veteran in Randy Couture who doesn't ever seem to age.
Brock Lesnar is cartoon big.
Yeah. He's pretty freaky. He's got, like, thighs growing out of his neck, those traps. Like someone's thighs.
How old is Lesnar?
I believe he's 30 or 31.
And Randy is 45?
45. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, how is that possible that that's a fair matchup?
I don't know, man. You're going to have to. I don't know. How is it fair? I mean, if he beats him, is it fair? I mean, if Randy winds up choking him. I mean, maybe it's fair.
I don't know how you decide a fair matchup or not, but, Couture's had a hell of a career. He deserves a fight. I can see that.
I can see what you're saying, but if you look at, like, Bernard Hopkins is still fighting very good, and he's 43. I mean, he just beat Kelly Pavlik, who's one of the top ranked boxers in the world today, and he beat him handily at 43 years old,
Well, I
think with today's nutrition, things are different.
I think you're absolutely right. I was just thinking the same thing. We had a conversation earlier today about 39-year-old Brett Favre and the hell of a game he played last night on Thursday Night Football. I was thinking we are getting to a point now where 40 doesn't necessarily have to mean you're retired if you're a professional athlete, because they have figured out ways to continue to keep people strong and healthy.
Yeah, talk to Barry Bonds.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right. Now, how did fill me in here just real quick, Joe, because there has been so much talk over Randy Couture and his legal battles with UFC over the last year. How did that finally all get patched up? What happened?
Money. They saw an opportunity for a gigantic fight. I don't talk to them very much about business. I know they were very unhappy with Randy Couture, but there's a tremendous amount of money to be made for a Randy Couture-Brock Lesnar matchup.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people believe that Brock Lesnar is going to beat Randy Couture. As a matter of fact, he's the betting favorite right now.
Really?
Interesting. Which is insane. He's got one victory in the UFC. You know, one over Heath Herring, who's an incredible opponent. But, I mean, it's pretty incredible when you consider the fact that Randy Couture has been fighting so long. But that is the kind of opposition that Brock Lesnar brings into the octagon. He's that freaky.
He's a great wrestler, too, right?
Yeah, NCAA All-American National Champion, a real amateur wrestler champion. So he's, you know, he's a real athlete, and he's a guy who had no avenues for competition when he left amateur wrestling, and he was, you know, he just decided to go into WWE to make some money. But he always wanted to compete. And once the UFC got big and he was out of his WWE contract, he said, you know what, I want to do this. And he just decided to fight.
Brock Lesnar, as you mentioned, is a mountain. He is 6'3", 265. If you had to pick a weakness that he has that Couture could exploit, what would it be, Joe?
Submissions. Certainly. I mean, that's the thing that takes the longest to learn. He made a rookie mistake when he fought Frank Mir in his UFC debut, where he stepped out of the guard and he left one leg in between Frank Mir's legs. So Frank Mir just simply wrapped his legs around Brock Lesnar's leg, took him down, and submitted him with a knee bar. He won't make that mistake again, but will he make a similar mistake? You know, that's the thing. It's a wrestler has certain instincts that they've developed over years and years of fighting. They post, they put their arms straight, and
right.
they do a bunch of things that are very good for wrestling, but not very good when someone's allowed to attack your joints or attack your knees or attack your neck. There's opportunities for submissions. I'm sure he's being trained to avoid these things, but it takes a long time to really get good at submissions.
And Couture has pretty much made a career out of that.
Yeah, Couture, I mean, he's not the type of guy that submits guys. He really only has a couple submissions in his, I can tell you them. Tony Halma, his first submission, his first fight ever, who also was a pro wrestler. Randy Couture's first fight, he submitted him with a rear naked choke. And Mike Van Arsdale, another guy he submitted him with anaconda choke. So it's a weird situation. It's, you know, I mean, if you look at it on paper, I mean, Randy's only going to be coming into his fight at about 220 pounds, whereas Brock is cutting weight to make 265. He really walks around at about 275, 280.
Dear God.
We have, that's
yeah.
amazing. We have Joe Rogan on the phone. We're talking about UFC 91 in Las Vegas tomorrow night. Joe, by the way, is going to be in Southern California at the Ice House in Pasadena. If you want to see some of his hilarious stand-up, that's on November 21st and 22nd. Tickets are on sale for that now. Hey, Joe, let me ask you about UFC in Las Vegas now. Have they gotten so big, and particularly this fight this weekend, is it at the point now where it just takes over Las Vegas like the old heavyweight boxing matches used to, where it's the biggest event in the world and you feel it all over town?
Oh yeah, it's everywhere. You see Affliction t-shirts and tattooed dudes everywhere. I mean, and sluts all over the place.
Well, that sounds like a good time right there.
Yeah, what more could you ask for? You know, I'm sure someone's got some ecstasy too, just ask around.
You're on your way to the airport right now. You're heading to Vegas as we speak to you, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving in 10 minutes.
All right, fantastic. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock from the MGM Grand. It's live on pay-per-view. It is Randy Couture and Brock Lesnar and a bunch of other fights on the undercards. Any of those to look for?
Yeah, there's some great fights in the undercard. Kenny Florian versus Joe Stevenson, that's an awesome matchup. That's basically the number one and number two contender, or at least top three contenders in the lightweight division going at it. Both guys have great wrestling, great jiu-jitsu. That's an awesome matchup. There's also Nate Quarry versus Damian Maia. Damian Maia is one of the top jiu-jitsu fighters in the world who has made his way into mixed martial arts. Just top of the food chain jiu-jitsu, and he's taking on Nate Quarry, who's a really good wrestler with really solid striking, and that's a really exciting fight.
I've noticed that almost every fight, one of the undercard fights, is more amazing than the big names almost every time.
There's a lot of really talented guys coming up right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the sport is really still in its adolescent stage of evolution, you know, and there's so many really talented guys that we're just starting to see. Yeah, and there's, you know, the older guys that have been around a long time that we're starting to see fall off.
Right.
You know, it's just the sport's evolving, and it's going to continue to evolve. I mean, we have children that are entering into this sport right now that are learning mixed martial arts as opposed to, like, being wrestlers their whole life like Randy or Brock, and then eventually becoming mixed martial arts fighters. They're training in mixed martial arts from the time that they're young.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
It's gonna be
Joe,
crazy.
You're the best, man. We always appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on with us.
I appreciate yours as well. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Next Friday and Saturday at the Ice House as well, and then the fight is tomorrow night.
Is it time for Cheetos?
Not yet. About 10 minutes.
Okay.
No Cheetos.
All right. No Cheetos for you.
There's no Cheetos.
Then it's time for Ralph with the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
What's up, party people?
Movies?
Movies indeed. There's really only one film opening up this weekend. Actually, a couple in smaller releases, like Slumdog Millionaire.
That's getting great reviews.
Only Bean would want to go see a movie about an impoverished Indian kid who becomes a contestant on the Hindi version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Only Bean would even know about it.
And Christmas Tale, French film, also opening in limited release. And the film stars Matthew Amalric.
I don't know who that is.
You do, because you saw him in the Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
Oh, I did see that.
Oh, that's right.
He was Blinky.
Right.
In that film.
It was amazing.
And coincidentally, also stars as the evil villain in the new Bond movie, Quantum of Solace. So he's got two movies coming up this weekend.
Hey, Ralph, I know you mock, but just so you know, The Slumdog Millionaire, directed by Danny Boyle of Trainspotting fame. So, I'm saying it's, I think it's the kind of movie you would like, is all I'm suggesting.
Not interested!
Okay.
Can't help himself.
He can't
help himself. No shut-off valve. It's got to give you everything. It's all or nothing with Bean. You got to get the whole full boat or nothing.
You have anything else to say about that movie?
Can't get a little information. Got to get all the information.
Before we move on, you have any other facts you're going to try and squeeze
in? Who's the key grip? Did he do good work on this film?
Is there a lot of buzz? To say, but I'm just saying, for a movie that you're mocking, I'm saying Danny Boyle is, you know, he's a real good director.
I like
Danny Boyle. Not interested.
Like Danny Boyle? Not interested in seeing an Indian kid on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Isn't there a James Bond movie opening up today?
Trying to get there.
How long are you going to talk?
Trying to get there. Wading my way through the stream that is Bean, trying to get to the other side where Quantum of Solace is waiting for me.
Hey, Ralph, isn't there a James Bond movie out today?
Thank you for asking, Kevin. Mm-hmm. There is indeed. Quantum of Solace opens today. A rarity in the James Bond film series. This is a true sequel. It picks up where Casino Royale left off. So you might want to do yourself a favor before you go to see this movie this weekend. Dust off your old DVD of Casino Royale and pop it in and remind yourself what happened with Bond and Vesper Lynd and her boyfriend that she was trying to save by betraying James and stealing the money from the British government and funneling it to some mysterious man who Bond meets at the end of the film. Remember, he goes to talk to that guy?
Not much.
Ringing a bell,
not
Kevin?
I remember seeing it and loving it.
You might want to go see it again,
though. I remember that she shocked him to, you know, back to life on the car seat, and he said, "Are you okay?"
Right.
That's it. I'm out.
That's like death.
That's what I remember.
Naked in the chair being tortured, right?
Getting hit in the nads with a big rope.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Quantum Solace, I saw it last night. It is, as action films go, good.
It's quite a delivery there, Ralph.
As Bond films go, it's lacking a little.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Not quite as good as some past?
Not good as Casino Royale, and not good as some of the other my favorite Bond films. Here, I'm a real Bond aficionado. If you're going just to see an action film, like it could be Bourne Identity or any sort of generic spy thriller, then you'll probably be fine with this. But if you're a fan of the Bond films and the things that made Bond separate from the rest of the spy thriller genre,
yeah, I don't care about
then
that.
You're going to be a little disappointed. Because Daniel Craig is sort of one note in this. He is totally grim, totally revenge-based. There's very little sort of the charm or fun of most Bond films. So I found that a little lacking. But in terms of the action sequences, brilliant, brilliant work. Stunt work, car stunt driving, camera work, everything is so impressive in this film. However, I found a little...
unbalanced because they hit you with like three enormous action set pieces in the first half an hour of the film.
Which is kind of the trademark, right?
Usually they do one big one at the opening before the opening credits, and right. then you get some storyline, then you get another one, then in a half an hour you get another one. They jammed it all in the front end of the picture, so the rest of the movie feels sort of slow after a while because you've been at this breakneck speed for so long, the first 45 minutes or an hour. So I think the film is sort of unbalanced that way. Daniel Craig is great as Bond, and the women are beautiful. Not nearly enough sex for me.
Oh, come on, it's James Bond.
Yeah. And I found the most successful things in the film were sort of homages to other Bond films that they plucked out and put into this film. Those are the moments that got the biggest reaction from a lot of people who were watching the movie last night. So I think this is a fine film. I think it's okay as a second outing for Daniel Craig. However, I think if they want this franchise to flourish and survive, they're going to have to reintroduce, to a lesser extent than some of the other Bond movies, but some of those qualities that made the Bond movies the Bond movies. I think people are dying now to see a scene where the guy shows James Bond maybe his new gadget or something when Q used to walk him through all that kind of stuff,
right.
the cool stuff
mm-hmm.
his car would do. Or maybe a little bit more humor injected in the film at some point. Maybe some more sex. Not nearly enough sex in this movie.
Well, they
for my
didn't
taste.
Because the whole thing is he's out for revenge for the woman.
It
that
is.
He
it
wanted,
is a single-minded film, and it is sort of relentlessly grim.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And so maybe as the series progresses, we'll lighten up a little bit.
What about the sex? Is there enough sex?
Not enough sex. For me, there's a smoking hot redhead in this movie, though, who he has sex with, who is just diabolical. But he doesn't even have sex with the main Bond girl, whose name is Olga Kurylenko.
What?
Who you may have seen. Remember her? She had the tattoo on her face in that Tim Olyphant movie where he was the assassin, the bald-headed assassin?
Hitman.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember saying she's the only woman that could actually make a face tattoo be hot.
Yeah, she's in this movie.
She's
amazing. The main Bond girl, Camille, in this film.
He doesn't? Well, why not?
Because they're kind of working together throughout the whole film to take on the secret evil organization, Quantum.
Yeah.
Take on Quantum.
Hmm.
Anyway, here is a scene from the film. M returns. Dame Judi Dench returns as her role as M, the head of MI6. And here she's talking to James Bond, giving him some new information about Vesper, his girlfriend, who died in Casino Royale, and her missing boyfriend.
When's the last time you slept? Vesper's boyfriend, Yusuf Kabira, the one who was abducted in Morocco, the one she was trying to save. His body was washed up on a beach in Ibiza. His wallet and ID were in his pocket.
Well, that's convenient.
Quite. Which is why I did a DNA check on a lock of his hair found in Vesper's apartment. It's not him.
A lock of his hair? I wouldn't have thought Vesper the sentimental type.
Well, we never really know anyone, do we? But I do need to know, Bond. I need to know that I can trust you.
And you don't?
Well, it'd be a pretty cold bastard who didn't want revenge for the death of someone he loved.
You don't have to worry about me.
But she does, because he's rogue. He's a rogue agent who plays by his own rules.
What kind of stick does she have up her ass? What's her deal? She's super serious.
Well, she's the head of MI6. She's got a lot of responsibility.
Take it easy, woman.
I think this whole movie could take it easy a little bit.
Really?
But, yeah. But overall, it's a very entertaining film. And as I said, the action sequences are really some of the best I've ever seen. It does remind you a little bit of Bourne, though. Bourne Identities. A lot of those fight sequences take place, like one in an elevator and one in an abandoned apartment where someone comes through the door with a knife. And there's a lot of that sort of rapid fight style using different household items as weapons and things. It does steal a little bit from Bourne, a little bit too much for my taste. But the car chase that opens up the movie is just breathtaking. And there's a lot of good things in this film to recommend. So overall, I give it a qualified thumbs up, but I think if you're a Bond fan, you're going to go see this anyway. And I think you'll enjoy it, but maybe just not as much as some other Bond movies.
What about the sex?
Not enough sex
not
for
enough.
Me.
Okay.
Not nearly enough sex for me.
All right. That's disappointing.
I know. He bangs one girl, I think. If memory serves, it's just one girl in the whole movie he bangs.
That is so not Bond.
That is so depressing. Does drink a lot, though, so that's good. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos! I love them so much!
Those kids sure love their hot Cheetos, don't they?
They are fans of hot Cheetos.
Look, this is Bean speaking, and I have to confess total and absolute ignorance to the phenomena that is hot Cheetos. But I found recently, I found out that there had been some controversy in schools where hot Cheetos, some places around the country, Kevin, have been banned. They're too popular with the kids.
They're just the hot ones?
They're just Cheetos that are spicy, but they're really good and addictive.
Apparently they are. And apparently there are people who say, you know, they're not nutritional enough for the kids. And there are other people who say it's a janitorial nightmare because the powder that's on the Cheetos gets everywhere. I brought in a little bit of audio on the Hot Cheetos story. And Kevin, I thought of you as I was laying this tape down because you have always complained that NPR, for all the good that they do, is too boring to listen to.
Well, they take every story and somehow talk about it in such a way that you want to be in a coma.
Oh, come on.
It's the most boring presentation that is available anywhere. And most of the time, the stories are pretty interesting until they get a hold of them.
I know that you've said that in the past, but I think you're going to have to apologize to the people who listen and enjoy NPR after you hear this dynamic report. Because check out this guy getting us into the story on the Hot Cheetos.
Well, now a story about a snack food that is winning no culinary awards. If you've got school-age children, you may be aware of a red menace that is sweeping the nation. Flaming Hot Cheetos.
The red menace that is sweeping the nation. Somehow that doesn't even get him worked up.
Used to be communism, now it's Hot Cheetos. Flaming Hot Cheetos, I don't even know what that means.
I don't know either.
Is that the name of it? Yeah. Oh, all I've seen is the Hot Cheetos, but I guess same thing.
So they talked to everybody involved in the story, experts, scientists, social workers. They talked to everybody, the kids. Of course, it won't surprise you that the teachers in the school where the Hot Cheetos are being brought in, they're against it.
I don't think it's good for them. If you look at it, there isn't anything nutritional in there. It's all a lot of chemicals and food coloring.
That's why last year when she took over as principal at Jackson, she banned the stuff. And she says the crackdown has been mostly successful. But there is one snack that still bedevils her. One snack the kids spend their recesses talking about. The Roadrunner to her Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, dear.
Flaming Hot Cheetos.
They don't just buy the little single bags. They usually bring the family size bags. I don't like red hot Cheetos at all.
She is against red hot Cheetos.
How dare her? How can they possibly present this in such a boring way? Come on, Lisa, you love NPR.
I love NPR.
I have trouble sleeping. This is my answer.
It won't surprise you that the kids on the playground, however, they have a difference of opinion on the hot Cheetos.
Her students, however, have a slightly different take on the cheese-flavored corn snacks.
I like them so much. They're my favorite. When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy.
I just love hot Cheetos! I love them so much!
By the way, if there's anything in the world I can find to bring me that much joy.
Right! Right! I mean,
we're so happy.
If that makes those kids that happy, give them the LBs, people.
I agree.
Come on.
Let them have them.
Shatan Taylor, Olivia Thomas, David Isaiah, and others are huddled around a picnic table on the Jackson playground. They say they love the spiciness, the crunch, the illicit nature of the snacks, even the red powder that invariably ends up all over them and their clothes.
What's going on with your pants here?
Today, I ate some hot Cheetos in the morning, and I got some on my hands, and then I licked it, so it got away, so I wiped them on my pants.
That is a great story right there.
I know
it's a human interest story.
Hey, before we find out about the unfortunate side effects of the hot Cheetos, let's take one call real quick, because Scott is on the line from Hermosa. Apparently, he works for the Frito-Lay company who makes the hot Cheetos.
Oh, hey, Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very good.
Tell us about the hot Cheetos, dude. Are they hot?
Actually, I don't eat them. I don't like the spicy stuff. But as far as the sales go, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
My wife's also a teacher, and she would tell me that the kids would come in, you know, at snack time with these things, and they'd have cream cheese from like bagels, and they'd be dipping them in their cream cheese and like eating it for like a breakfast food.
Absolutely.
No kidding. Yeah.
It's all good.
And what do you think, and what does your wife think about some of the schools down there trying to ban the hot Cheetos? That seems kind of communist, doesn't it?
Well,
communist.
I know a lot of these schools have switched over to try and get like healthier foods for the kids, which I think with the obesity problems that we've been having. But I mean, the kids are going to get it. They walk to 7-Eleven, they walk by 7-Eleven in the morning to school, they pick up a bag.
Yeah,
if they can't
get
them at school, they're going to get them somewhere else. They have their parents buy them. I mean, I get parents all the time asking me, you know, my kid got this from his friend at school. Where can I get these at? It'd be a like a popularity thing.
I would rather have my fat kid die happy from hot Cheetos than my skinny kid live to be 100. All right, Scott, thank you very much for the call. Here's one more clip about the hot Cheetos from NPR.
What would happen to me if I ate this whole bag?
You might have the runs.
Oh!
Your booty might be burned.
Well, you don't want that, man.
Your booty might be burning?
Yeah, booty might be burning.
Let me hear the happy kids one more time that the school system in Pasadena apparently will not allow to be happy.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
Come on, people. Let the kids have their hot Cheetos.
Give them some Cheetos. Come on. Don't have such a stick up your ass. People, come on. Let them have their fun. A lot of yelling in that band. A lot of yelling.
It's all the hot Cheetos. That's what it is.
Yeah, they've got burning booties.
8:55 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Rob is here with the final showbiz beat for the week. What are you talking about?
TV Guide magazine has released their list of the top 10 TV action heroes of all time in honor of James Bond's big weekend this weekend with his new film.
Okay.
A couple are gags, some jokes. See, TV Guide likes to think they're funny.
Okay.
But overall, it's a pretty good list. Number tied at 10 are $6 Million Man and the Bionic Woman are tied for 10th place.
Okay.
I would have put them much higher.
Would you?
Steve Austin. Come on.
Pretty awesome. Yeah.
It's awesome. Number 9, Xena, Warrior Princess.
Yeah.
Oh, she is one tough-ass lesbian.
She is.
That's all I got to say. Number 8, Brandon Wallace from Beverly Hills 90210. Oh.
Action hero?
Here's their rationale.
Oh, this is them being funny?
Between the ice skating chick, the teen mom, the Latina, and the witness protection program, the racist at the beach club, Andrea Kelly, Crazy Emily Valentine, Tracy, Susan, and Valerie, this guy saw more action than anyone else on TV.
Come on.
See what they did there?
I'm out.
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
Number 7, Walker, Texas Ranger. Yeah, he's action-filled. Mm-hmm. La Femme Nikita, number 6.
Oh, she's so hot.
5, Magnum. Magnum P.I. He was a Navy SEAL during Nam. You got to give him that.
All right. Okay.
Sydney Bristow from Alias.
That's what I was waiting for, yeah.
She is actionrific. Mm-hmm. Jack Bauer, third on the list for action heroes of all time on TV. I would think he would place higher. Yeah. Number 2, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
In every generation, there is a chosen one.
That's true.
She was it. And number 1, top action hero of all time on TV, MacGyver.
I didn't.
He's MacGyver.
I didn't watch that show.
I would have picked Batman.
Yeah, I don't think they were going for superheroes. I think they were just like regular action hero type guys.
Right.
But MacGyver.
Was that like.
Dude, he could make like a nuclear bomb out of a paperclip and some super glue.
He's the one who didn't need to. Yeah.
That's right. You just need like a sweat sock.
That's a dental floss. I need.
Could make you a sundial. It's awesome.
I don't know how that helps.
I don't know.
But if you need to know what time it is.
Tough situation, but. You know who would choose himself for the best action star of all time? Kanye West.
Oh, sure.
He seems to think he's the best of everything.
Kanye likes Kanye.
Great interview on Wednesday where Kanye let us all know his place in history. I realize that my place and position in history is that I will go down as the voice of this generation.
Of this speaks for me.
Of this decade. I will be the loudest voice. He's right.
The weird thing is it's possible.
Is it really? He's going to be the voice of a generation.
I don't know. I think it's certainly he would be in the top 10, but it's odd that he would have to say it about himself. That's the strange thing.
I don't look at his stuff as being particularly politically conscious or
socially
having great
conscious.
Statements. Yeah, having great statements to make about the world. I mean, he makes fun records. I like his music very much, but it's basically relationship
he's
stuff.
Bono, for God's sakes.
Right. Yeah, I think he's, as usual, overselling himself. He's very, very talented, but he's not the Messiah.
It's me settling into that position of just really accepting that it's one thing to say what you want to, and it's another thing to really end up being like Michael Jordan.
I am the number one human being in music.
Right.
That means any person that's living or breathing is number 2.
Okay.
It's true. If you're breathing, you're number 2. I think he's right.
I just like to say that he ain't saying she a gold digger.
What is he saying?
Bean?
Careful.
I'm going to pass, thanks.
Playboy celebrating its 55th anniversary. And to celebrate, they are bringing back an old favorite from Playboy, from the pages of Playboy, Carmen Electra getting naked again.
Oh, right. That's good news.
Okay, then.
An 8-page spread, and I mean spread.
Nice melons.
Will be in the magazine that goes on sale December the 12th to celebrate the 55th anniversary.
She has such big boobs.
Hasn't bared it all. For a fan since 2003.
That's too long.
So it's about time we get to see Carmen as Carmen is best.
Giant size cans.
She's boobrific.
She is boobrific.
God love her.
Is that a word?
It is now. Speaking of James Bond, Daniel Craig, he tells the New York Post that he only works out when he's going to play James Bond.
Are you serious?
Works out 7 days a week for months before to prepare for the Bond movies and then stops cold when filming is finished.
Manure.
Just fattens up?
I don't know what he does,
but
he looks pretty good in this movie with his shirt off. The gratuitous shirt off scene, by the way, is very funny. When he answers the hotel room door just in pants.
Just for no reason?
Yes, what do you need? Oh, look at me. Oh, I'm oiled up. What a coincidence.
I love that.
Look at my glistening nipples. Oh. Mike, did you like that scene in the movie where he shows up with his shirt off?
More than anything.
Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
He's all shredded up. He's all ripped, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. Guy looked good.
What do you think he takes?
What's
his cocktail, do you think?
He's definitely a trend guy.
Yeah.
You could tell. And there was no puffiness, so I doubt he's taking any Diana Ball or anything like that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Bringing the test out, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks before he started filming.
Well, you don't have to tell us that.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig is like 42 or 43 or something.
Is he really that old?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's insane. The guy's an amazing, amazing
chef. He's just like the supermodels that go, I don't even have to diet. I can eat anything I want.
No, he's saying he's got to work hard to look like that, but then he doesn't look like that all the time, is what he's saying.
But I'm saying he probably looks pretty close to that.
He just tunes up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to give you a heads up. If you'd like to be on television, the folks over at MTV want you to know that Dr. Drew's new show, Sex with Mom and Dad, are looking for kids who have sex with their parents.
No,
and I think that's disgusting.
That's not what it's about at all.
That's not it at all. What?
Kids to have conversation with their parents about sex. That's what the show's about, Ralph.
Now that I read more, Bean, I think you've got a better handle on the show than I do.
Ooh.
Looking for teenagers and their parents who have issues discussing sex, Dr. Drew will come along and help you bridge that gap and feel more comfortable discussing frank sexual issues.
So if your name is Frank...
No. Oh. Casting is for 16 to 19-year-olds. So if you're a 16 to 19-year-old, you and your parents have to contact MTV at mtvdrdrew@gmail.com is the website. Send your photo and your story, where you live. And here's the thing. If they pick your story and you're filmed for the show, you will win a minimum compensation of $25,000 per family.
That's a lot.
25 grand for your family. Just for talking about condoms and whatnot.
Wow.
But embarrassment for life at school, though, right?
It's a high price to pay, but
you don't want your dad telling you how he does the jelly donut. I mean, that's not... I don't know if that's worth the cash. The Kennebunkport surprise. You don't want to know
that. You guys tried the hot Cheeto, by the way?
Oh, hot Cheeto. Makes my booty burn.
I bet it does.
I don't do it anymore.
You're doing it wrong, then.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Tobin of Papa Roach is 29 years old today. Travis Barker from Blink and Plus, he is 33. Josh Duhamel.
King of Mexico keeps thinking that you're getting it wrong, so he goes, it's plus 44.
Yeah, but I'm saying Blink.
I know.
Instead of Blink 182, so I'm throwing plus.
I know.
Instead of plus 44.
Dave's a forwarder, man. He doesn't get all the subtle nuance of our language.
He's a lost cause. Patrick Warburton from Seinfeld, Family Guy, The Tick, 44 years old today. He's also got that show with David Spade, too. He's on that show. Rules of Engagement,
right.
Too.
Oh, sure is.
Just dawned on me. 44. Run of Run DMC is 44. Laura San Giacomo, or Giacomo, depending on how you pronounce it, is 47 years old today. And thank you to the listener who sent me a giant zip file full of photos of Laura San Giacomo and her giant rack.
All right.
Just magnificent. I appreciate
that. It's a thoughtful gift.
It is. Actor D.B. Sweeney's 47. And our very own GBGB Gene Baxter celebrates his birthday today.
Right.
So happy birthday.
Still a 12-year-old girl.
He is ageless.
Birthdays don't change him.
He will always be a teenage girl. A squealing, little, flimsy teenage girl. It's amazing how he stays young forever. It's amazing. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos. I love you so much.
To thank our special guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, including Domenico Nesky. Hey, how you liking me now?
Hey, how you liking me now? How you do?
Can I hear beans again?
Nope, you sure can. Aww. He actually has nothing to promote because he's not on TV, but will be next year. Very entertaining young man. Also, thanks to our friend Joe Rogan for joining us to break down the UFC 91 for us over the weekend. You can also see Joe on stage at the Ice House in Pasadena. He's got his patented stand-up comedy on Friday and Saturday, November 21st and 22nd. I think that's all our people for today, but we've got a huge show this afternoon at 5. Am I right?
We do. It's Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde at 5 o'clock. We are going to talk to Alita Laresca. Oh!
That's what I'm talking about.
Bean's obsession with Channel 4 weather girl.
Why would she submit herself?
She doesn't know.
Oh, I see.
That's the only reason.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I smoke a lot of pot.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll. Just like the other one.
Do you have any marijuana? I might go to the black
room. This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
If I understand the new schedule here at K-Rock correctly, Kat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop, including 2 a.m., that song from Slightly Stupid. Also got some Sublime, Foo Fighters, Ramones, Rise Against, and more coming up on K-Rock.
Roll.
Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Marijuana is delicious.
Butt hash.
Just pass it around.
The best tonic is chronic.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, Cinco de la Tarde. It's the 5 o'clock hour here on the world-famous K-Rock. And Bean, please don't be creepy. Please, I'm begging you.
It's impossible for him not to be creepy. We shouldn't even do this.
All right, how about a little less for the peanut gallery, a little more dialing up my future wife, Alita Laresca from Channel 4 Weather. Come on, you guys. I love her, but I love her so much.
The weather on Channel 4 News, and Bean watches her every single day and is obsessed with her like I've rarely seen.
Yes.
I've never been angrier at somebody that I loved more than the way I feel about Alita Laresca today, because she has literally the biggest boobs on television, yet dresses like she's in one of those Mormon cults with all the polygamous 14-year-old brides. They like head to toe, she's covered up. It's ridiculous.
Or she's dressed like a serious weathercaster. That could be too.
Let's not get crazy.
Maybe that's what they want.
Yeah, I'm saying we could call her, but don't scare her.
Let's call Alita and find out what's going on with her burqa that she wears each morning in the studio. It can be 150 degrees outside, and she's wearing a freaking turtleneck. That's unacceptable.
Sorry. Your call did not go through.
What a surprise.
That's a bummer.
So it's not just us dialing in the morning, it's the same in the afternoon, huh?
You know, it could be cold in the studio.
I don't care.
Might be it.
I don't care.
So it doesn't matter what it's like outside.
But I'm saying don't.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Alita.
This would be Alita.
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. How are you guys? Are you guys awake?
Yes, I'm so happy right now. Hi, Alita. It's Bean.
Hi. Okay, now, I don't recognize voices. So which one is Kevin?
This is Kevin, and I'm not the creepy, scary one.
Right. That's me.
And that's Lisa's voice. And then,
hi,
Alita.
And now here's the creepy, scary one.
Not creepy or scary at all. I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, you're so sweet. I actually Googled your pictures to see if you guys would be creepy scared, and you guys are definitely not creepy scared.
Thank you. You're very sweet.
Good photos.
You didn't look at the right photos. We're both creepy, scary.
Here's the question I have for you, because unfortunately we're not going to have as much time as we'd like, much time as we'd like, I mean an hour to talk to you and just you. But has any feedback gotten to you over there at KNBC Channel 4 in reference to the conversations we've had about you on our show over the past few months?
It's funny because not so much here at work, but my sister.
Oh no!
Her husband actually listens to the show, and he likes to text my sister and says that you guys say some pretty interesting things about me.
Yes.
That's mean.
No, here's the deal, Alita,
I'll
and I'm
let
so
you explain.
Okay, you're very gracious to come on and we're very appreciative of it, but I have a legitimate complaint. In fact, we contacted a lawyer last week. I was this close to organizing a class action lawsuit against you.
Yes. What are you talking
Until
about?
The lawyer told him it was the dumbest idea he'd ever heard.
Alita, you're one of the hottest women on television, and you dress like you're living in Iran under the Ayatollah, and I don't understand what the deal is. It can be I was just saying before we dialed you, it can be 150 degrees outside, and you're wearing a freaking turtleneck. What are they doing to you over there?
Okay, we have a studio that is, obviously, it needs to be cold because of all the equipment.
Right.
And so when I get in the morning, it was seriously 32 below zero, so I come prepared.
With a burka?
I come prepared to work because it is so cold in the studio, but I try not to wear turtlenecks when I know it's going to be 105.
You wear turtlenecks almost every day, Alita.
No, I wasn't wearing it today.
And this is the non-scary one talking.
Alita, I saw what you were wearing today, and it looked like it was right out of Little House on the Freaking Prairie. I mean, look, you're a gorgeous woman with a fantastic figure. You share none of it. You absolutely keep it all to yourself, and it's honestly, we get angry in the morning because we turn on the TV. You're not showing an inch of cleavage, and that's frankly just unacceptable.
Well, Kevin and Bean, you know that you watch the weather to get the information, and
I believe
I'm showing the best assets. I'm showing my smile. You still see my smile. Mm-hmm. You see my brown eyes, and you're seeing my beautiful graphics.
Alita, I have
first. Come on, chime in here, girl. Help a girl out.
Oh, listen, I have been defending you from left to right because I figure, first of all, they want you to be conservative, and two, I know those studios are freezing.
I'm not the creepy, scary one, but you are being kind of selfish.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for seeing it my way. Alita, many of our listeners, every time we talk about you, they send us the links to your pictures from FHM from a couple of years ago. So it's clearly you're willing to share, but just not on television.
You know what? I save that. That is for my fiance's view only.
Wait a minute. That's FHM.
Well, that was before the fiance.
Yeah, oh. Exactly.
All right.
You guys just enjoy those photos and leave her alone.
Look,
Thank you, Miss Lisa.
Alita, you do a great job on the weather, I guess,
if you
care about that. But I just what I'm saying is a little concession to the fact that we live in 21st century America, and it's okay to share a little bit. All right, that's all I'm saying.
I will keep that in mind. The next time I decide to go shopping, mm-hmm. I will keep that in mind. Kevin and Bean. A little something, something for them.
Bean, especially, by the way, is going to be measuring on when you do the next weather forecast. So
I do start every day with a magnifying glass in front of my TV screen, just so you know. So,
oh, goodness. Yeah. It's called HD.
Yeah,
exactly. All right, Alita.
You don't want to know any more of that story, by the way.
I'm glad you came on, and I'm telling you, if we don't see some improvement, you're going to be hearing from us again soon, okay?
Okay, guys.
All right, cheers.
Take care.
Thank you, Alita.
Thanks,
all right,
Alita.
You're welcome. Great
we love you.
Love you, too.
She's going to move like all the other women that Bean made move.
Of course.
I'm going to cut off
here.
Your skin and wear it as a coat.
Oh, I can't wait.
What the?
Come on.
It is the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde, which, of course... means the 5th of Tard. Very happy to be on this hour.
It's 5 in the afternoon.
Hmm?
Oh, is that what it is?
Means.
How about that?
Yeah.
It means 5 in the afternoon?
That's what it means.
I feel like
we
have not been
out by the bus stop here in front of K-Rock. That's what he told me. Yeah.
Guys, I feel like we have not been successful this hour. We tried to get Alita Loresca, the Channel 4 news babe, weather babe, to take her top off on TV. She said no. We tried to talk Dave out of his unnatural love for the Los Angeles Clippers basketball team. He said no. I just feel like everything we have tried today has been unsuccessful. It's not a good way to go into the weekend. You know what I mean?
Today is what you're saying?
All right, Dr. Doom. Thanks for the lead in.
0 for 2. We can at least try to do this successfully as we get into Ralph Showbiz B. How about another pair of Metallica tickets? We promise them to you every afternoon. We've got them for you right now for caller 20. If you want to see Metallica at the Forum December 17th or 18th, call now 1-800-520-1067. Caller 20 wins. Ralph, what do you have?
Man, this is like the show that has to follow my own worst enemy on NBC. That kind of lead in from Bean.
Bean is not a positive human being.
Bean's the lipstick jungle of DJs.
I had high hopes for this hour, and I feel like we've disappointed ourselves and the nation.
I don't even know what the lipstick jungle of DJs means.
That Brooke Shields show.
Yeah,
that NBC also canceled today.
I got
official. There is no more lipstick jungle. Nah. So sorry, I know how much you were Looking forward to your estrogen fest every Wednesday night or whenever it was on.
They canceled your Mad Men, too?
No, it's coming back.
No, no, that's coming
ended
back.
The
just
season.
On hiatus.
Season's over.
Yeah.
Finale. But they've re-upped it already for another season.
All right.
We have more Don Draper to come, and I couldn't be more excited.
Not that you watch it.
I don't watch the show. No. Stupid.
I watch good shows.
Speaking of movies, I want to give you a heads up on some casting news that I got today via listener Mike, who sent me this. I mentioned yesterday in the morning show that they were making a Monopoly the movie.
Yes!
Hasbro and Universal getting together to make a movie based on the popular board game Monopoly. This came in from Mike. Ralph, I don't know if you heard or not, but your very own Miss Cleo has been cast for the role of the community chest in Monopoly the movie. And I had not heard that, so I want to give her my congratulations.
I think that may be a joke about her giant cans.
Oh.
I think.
I am auditioning for Marvin Gardens today. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Thanks. Taylor Swift in the news. She was all over the Country Music Awards the other night.
She's a 19, 20-year-old, 21-year-old country singer.
From Philadelphia. So, well, oddly, you wouldn't think she'd get into country music.
One strike, you know, but that's...
Hey! I'm saying. It's one plus. Country music's the strike.
No.
She puts the in country, you know what I'm saying?
You can't say that.
It's afternoon.
Right, so we can say whatever we want.
No, it doesn't work that way. We set up U.S. laws to abide by.
Mornings, watch your tongue.
Nope.
Afternoons, go ape.
Incorrect information.
You can't say that. Anyway, Taylor Swift has a fallback career in case this music thing doesn't pan out, although she's already sold millions of records.
Sucking?
Yes.
You guys.
See what you started, Bean, with your potty mouth?
I didn't say anything. I said watch what you're saying.
You didn't.
All right.
She tells...
It has to be Friday, right?
She tells contactmusic.com. I'm telling you, drinking before the show really makes all the difference.
It does.
Contactmusic.com, she did an interview with them and said if music doesn't work out, she'd love to pursue a career in medicine. She said she was fascinated by what goes on in an operating room. She'd like to be a surgeon. In fact, in high school, she got the best dissector award in biology class when they worked on those frogs. Well, she's ready. Why even? Just give her a license. She doesn't even know to go to school.
Right to
she
surgery.
She knows how to cut open a frog. And that's all that really matters. Speaking of Taylor Swift, late breaking news. Joe Jonas is defending himself against accusations from Taylor Swift. You know, they were dating for a while.
Okay.
Then they broke up.
Right.
And Swift has been pretty vocal about what happened, that he broke up with her over a 27-second phone call.
Right. Okay.
Well, now Joe has gone on his MySpace page, and he's defending himself via his blog, which is flimsy. For those who have expressed concern over the 27-second phone call, I called to discuss feelings with the other person. Those feelings were obviously not well received. I did not end the conversation. Someone else did.
What could he mean?
Phone calls only last as long as the person on the other end on the line is willing to talk.
Oh, dear God.
So he's saying, in essence, she hung up on me.
I am going to beat her up in the schoolyard after lunch during recess, he added.
Didn't they used to handle this bypassing notes in homeroom? I mean, why does this have to be in the news?
There's also an accusation by Taylor Swift that he was dating his new girlfriend, Camilla Bell, the smoking hot actress.
Yeah, that's not right either.
Before they broke up. Ooh. Joe defends himself on this point as well. I never cheated on a girlfriend. You know why? Because you're not banging anybody.
Exactly.
You Fruit Loop. You can't cheat on anyone if you're not having sex with anyone. I held her hand. That's a cheat. God damn him. God damn
him. Oh my God, Jonas. Who cares?
And this is exciting news. You know,
Jonas Brothers.
Oh, come on. You can't say that stuff.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry, I thought we could now. What?
No,
we can't now?
No, we can't.
American Idol starts up in January, Kevin. January 13th.
Oh,
circle your calendar.
Hate that show.
Don't circle the whole calendar. Circle that date on the calendar. You circle the calendar, you'd be writing all over your wall. Your wife would get pissed. But rumor has it now, late breaking news, that Paula Abdul is planning on bowing out.
That is the dumbest thing she could ever do.
No, Lisa. She is making room to develop new TV projects for herself by freeing up some more time.
That is the dumbest thing she could ever do.
Sources close to American Idol say she's been with the show for 7 years. That's enough. She's hoping to transition out of the show.
Didn't they already replace her with somebody else?
No, they've added a fourth judge this year.
Right, but does that mean they're... I mean, is
Cara Diaguardi.
Is this the second half of that, where she has to say that she's bowing out?
No, I think she really believes she's a gift to all of us, and she needs to spread that out more.
Yes.
Paula thinks she can encourage more people to kill themselves outside of her home.
I don't think
and
that's...
that is a full-time job. You got to influence a lot of people to start stacking up the corpses, you know?
Wow.
Wow.
Stack of corpses, cool. By the way.
Good band.
Good band, yeah. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Bean Baxter celebrates his birthday today. Happy right. birthday,
Happy
Bean.
Birthday. How about that?
Thank you, Ralph.
I heard you're going to celebrate today. What are you going to do?
You heard incorrectly. I'm doing nothing. It's just shoveling manure, like usual, after the show.
Literally, though, he means.
Yeah. Manure. Literally, yes. I've counted.
Manure.
Right. Manure, right.
No, not manure.
No, it's manure.
He didn't say
manure.
Manure.
He did say manure. No, he there's manure. A Y and there's no Y. It's manure. Let's see who celebrates a birthday with Bean. D.B. Sweeney, the actor, is 47. Laura San Giacomo, also 47 years old today. Reverend Run of Run, DMC, is 44. Patrick Warburton from The Tick, Seinfeld and Family Guy, 44 years old today. Josh Duhamel from Las Vegas and the Transporter. No, what's something trans? Transformer. That's what he was in.
Transgender?
Transgender, yes. He's a transgender. He is 36 years old. Travis Barker of Plus 44, Blink 182, and other bands with numbers in them. He is 33 years old today. And Tobin Esperance of Papa Roach turns 29. I am Ralph Garman. Have an excellent weekend, everybody. I am out of here. And I walk the show this week.
Oh, are you done? I was hoping you'd talk more about yourself.
How dare special, you?
Special guest Alita Loresca for joining us for KNBC Channel 4 Weather each morning starting at 5 o'clock. And hopefully we'll see some improvement in her wardrobe. We have a very special announcement, Kevin, that I don't think we have mentioned on either the morning or the afternoon show. Something new for Kevin and Bean fans that we can roll out.
Tomorrow morning, Kevin and Bean, same different day.
Woohoo!
Same different day.
How are we now on Saturdays, too? What is going on around here?
People cannot get enough of us.
This is the best of the week. The best of the week shows.
If you didn't get a chance to listen to all of the good stuff,
are compiled into one concentrated chunk of goodness on Saturdays.
7 to 10 tomorrow morning, same different day.
Okay.
Same different day.
Stop!
But it's the same.
I want people to understand
but
what it's
it
a
is.
Different day.
Yes.
That's the important part. That's what we're trying to get across.
Same
Saturday.
That'll be tomorrow morning right here on the world famous KROQ. But don't go away. Something named McCabe is up next with 60 minutes of nonstop KROQ music. I mean zero commercials between 6 and 7 o'clock. And that music will include Linkin Park. Also, Beastie Boys, Rise Against, Incubus, Kings of Leon, and more. Straight ahead right here on the world famous KROQ.